Bring it down.
Please, wow.
You love seeing boobs.
Please, wow.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody can run around the street. Get clothes off.
Rip them out Wednesday.
A brilliant idea.
There's the cure for cancer.
You're ignorant.
Yes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, man. Did you hear that?
Hey, everybody. Santa's here.
Aw, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is.
There is, too, man.
He's here.
Merry Christmas, boys!
Red Peter!
Come on, you swinging hamsters, get over here! Right. We're gonna sing us a happy Christmas song!
Oh, no, not another corny, stupid song!
Yeah, no way, man!
No way!
Get over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck!
Hey!
Grab your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me! Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh,
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Holy
it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year.
Tell him, man.
Just like you, Red. That's what we need.
Hey, wait a
minute.
Nice.
Especially Rudolph's
Derriere. Hey, knock it off, fellas, it's a holiday. Go on and give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one-horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy
it's Christmas. Christmas. Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyric?
We don't need no lyric sheet, Fred. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my parts by heart.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggs.
Is that necessary?
Pants out in the bathroom for an hour or two. Squashing off a Yule log.
God free!
Wonder his undies all over the house. But we minded our own business.
Till we got
something
after the
forget
wrap, too. Holy
s**t,
it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year. Up the chimney, he'll disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster delivery
goes
in the rear.
Roast nuts chesting on an open fire. Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob.
What?
Got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand.
What?
The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause he's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay. Holy
s**t, it's Christmas.
Holy
how's that for a topper?
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Ah.
The last live show of the year, Anthony.
Yeah,
we're out of here after today for a little while. A couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW. Our boss is down the hall and he's absolutely freaking out.
Yeah, he's thinking back to last year.
Super GM Ken Stevens. He was going to give us today off and Anna and I are like, no, we got to do one more. We got girls coming in to do the cat litter box thing. We got topless bartenders today. We've already started drinking.
What a party.
He is freaking out down the hall, Anthony.
Yeah. That's his job, you know? He's got to protect the station. And his cash cow.
He doesn't trust
this program.
Us. He doesn't trust us.
No.
Because last year... He asked if everything went all right, and
yeah.
We went to lunch. We're like, yeah, everything's cool. And then we went away, and all hell broke loose while we were on vacation.
Yeah, well, he gave us a little speech right before showtime last year, our last show, and we did exactly the opposite of what he told us. So he's pretty smart this year. He told us nothing.
No speech.
No speech, nothing. He's learning.
He's on the dump button, and he has the entire Van Halen catalog.
Yeah, waiting to jump out of the show if need be.
Oh, we'll be fine today. Jim Norton in the studio.
What?
Hubla, hubla.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Nothing, man. I feel good.
Chuckle, chuckle.
All right.
Silly.
Ah. This is good, though. I like pre-vacation thing.
This is the We Don't Give a F show.
What's the difference than any other day?
Our guard's down.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Ooh.
What's the Britney for? New album?
Why are you showing us a Britney Spears CD?
You do
just
that,
referring
Ben.
Referring to something. Huh? I was just referring to something. You didn't get it.
Referring to something. I got it. I got it. I'm not slow. I'm a little under the weather. There's a big difference. Okay.
We all went out last night for a little bit, too. Went over to Paisano's. And I left early. You know, me and the girlfriend went home. And my girlfriend's mother is staying with us for a couple of days. So I get right on EverQuest, right? And I proceed to die. My character dies, so I lose some of that precious experience point. I'm like, you mother F-S-F, mother effing F-S-F.
Just cursing like a cell.
Yeah, and then I'm realizing, oh my God, she's probably watching me freak out at a game thinking, oh geez, you know. Probably smacking my daughter around. if the game upsets him, Jesus Christ. Like I was just a raving lunatic because I get pissed off when I die like that. And then I look over and I'm like, uh-oh. Jeez. She's probably thinking, you know, gets mad at the game. You know, what happens when he comes home? He's in a bad mood. Smacking the girl around? No.
Did she enjoy the cursing, though, after a while?
Cause, I don't know.
Because you don't stop.
After that, no, I got some help after that. I sent up the bat signal yesterday. Got to say hi to this guy, Alzia, his character name, on EverQuest. He's from Cleveland, Opie. And so people digging the show there in Cleveland. So he was helping me out last night, so there was no more cursing after that. Everything was going fine.
It's good one city in Ohio digs the show.
We love Cleveland.
We love Cleveland.
Thank you, Cleveland.
I don't think we're alive yet in Columbus.
What happened? I thought we were doing kind of good in Columbus.
I thought so too, Anthony. We're not getting any worse. We're just not getting better.
That's good, right?
It's always good when you don't get any worse.
We could say we're doing well in Ohio.
We're doing That's well it. In Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, average the two stations together.
When you think about it, even if you guys are doing great in Columbus,
yeah.
Who would care? Cleveland mm-hmm. is a bigger city.
Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, too, right?
Yeah.
We're in Cincinnati?
Aren't we?
No.
Where they shot Larry Flint.
When are we going to be in Cincinnati?
All that Cincinnati humor you've been throwing on the airwaves.
That must have been what it is.
The last 6 months.
I thought we were in
Cincinnati. Wasted all that fine Cincinnati material.
Damn it.
We're not even there.
Mother S. F-S.
Concentrate on Columbus humor, and then maybe the ratings will go up.
Cincinnati, then. Cincinnati in the hole.
You really thought we were in Cincinnati?
No. I knew we weren't in Cincinnati.
No, you're lying.
I swear. No, I know, because I would make a WKRP joke, maybe. What do I know?
Can you name 10 of the cities we're syndicated to, Anthony?
Stop it! Of course I can. You want me to?
Yeah.
I can.
No.
No, I'm not looking
ben,
at that.
Don't ben, help him.
I know we're in New York, obviously. We're in Boston.
Right.
We're in, sometimes we're in Washington.
No, we're not in Washington.
Yeah, we're in Washington. We are in Cleveland. We are
uh-huh.
in Columbus.
Uh-huh.
We are in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
We are in Nolens.
Uh-huh.
We are in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
We are in Rochester.
Uh-huh.
We are in Philly.
Uh-huh.
We are in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
We are in Portland.
Uh-huh.
We are in... Hold it. Let me go through Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And Dallas.
Oh.
All right, how many left? Four?
You're almost there.
Three left?
Yep.
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
All right, two left. You have two left. Twisty Goose and two left. Hold it. I'm working. Damn it.
I'm looking at the country in my head, in my mind's
They're
eye.
They're screaming at their radios right now. Oh, go F yourselves then.
Seattle?
Oh, Seattle. Yeah, right. All right. And the other one.
The other one? Oh, I forgot about the other one. Because we haven't received a call from them yet.
Oh.
Austin.
Oh, Austin.
Are
oh,
we on
God,
in Austin?
Man.
The juice.
The juice.
That's right. We're on the juice.
Hello,
Austin.
The juice.
All right.
See? Hey, come on. I did good.
Okay, Anthony. So I think we're going to do this all day long today. We're waiting for the first lady to show up for the litter box day.
Hey,
remember that girl that said she would be here?
Yep.
What time did we tell her to be here?
We told her to be here at 3 o'clock.
Once again, is it ladies' turn? You know, messing up the radio show.
Ladies, look, you got to get down here.
Any word from the cat litter box lady?
Nothing yet, but you never know. It's
you never know.
She swore she'd be here at 3.
We want girls to come down. We have our little cat litter box set up. And all you got to do is, it's a new Motley Crue challenge. We learned this from Vince Neil. He would take the girls under the stage during the shows, and they'd have a little cat box set up with scoopable litter. And the girls would use the cat box. For number one, don't worry. You don't have to go burying a big log. And, we just want one of the girls, at least one girl to come down and do this. There is a DVD player.
First girl that does it will get the DVD player.
You'll get a beautiful DVD player, the first girl that comes down and do this. What a great gift that would make for some strapped girl.
Other incentives, there's a bunch of Ozzy Osbourne tickets up for grabs for others that come down.
Ozzy tickets. This is like,
nice.
The first girl that comes down will get the DVD player. And then you get an Ozzy tickets,
yeah.
Your choice of Ozzy tickets,
well,
or a DVD player.
Yeah, whatever
first
we have, because we got to get rid of all our stuff before we leave for a week and a half, so. All right?
Yeah.
First girl down, we'll get the DVD player. Otis, what's up?
Hey, I'd like to give an early FU to Cleveland, because those guys, thanks to them, we can't drink our bottled beer in Giant Stadium anymore.
Wait, they're taking the beer away in all the stadiums because of what happened in Cleveland?
I don't know, but they said Giant Stadium.
I thought that scene in Cleveland was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, but
I love mayhem at my sporting events.
Mayhem's great.
They have taken all the mayhem away from sporting events.
Bottle fight, yeah, better than snowball fight?
Snowball fight at Giant Stadium 2 years back was great.
Classic, big ice ball fight.
And then after that, they decide, maybe we should clean the snow off the seats before we let them in.
We have lost the mayhem in sports. When I was living in Buffalo and the Bills were making their Super Bowl.
We're on in Buffalo, Opie, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And they were making their Super Bowl run those 4 years.
Yeah.
And they would win the division title and stuff. Mm. The freaking place would lose their effing minds. They would rip the goalposts off the field.
That's mayhem.
And then they would pass it up the entire stadium and throw it over the top.
That's great.
And then you're driving home and guys are holding on for dear life to part of the goalpost walking down the highway. And basically the last person still holding on gets the damn thing.
Nice.
And there's pieces of that goalpost in all the bars all over Buffalo.
Oh, yeah?
That's mayhem with your sports.
Yeah.
What happened in Cleveland? That was awesome.
Yeah, but don't interfere with our drinking. Come on.
Yeah, that's what starts the mayhem. You need the drinking for the mayhem.
But
of course.
They're just saying they're taking the bottled beer away or beer in general this weekend?
The bottled beer. Now you have to have cups.
All right, but you still get the beer.
Yeah, but come on.
And aren't the bottles are plastic? They just
Well, they're
like
plastic,
glass.
But they still hurt a lot when they're full. Cups don't hurt.
That's true. The full plastic, just as good as glass.
Hey, man, I don't blame Cleveland. They got a raw deal there.
You know what they should ban from the NFL? Bad officiating. I'm glad the Cleveland fans did what they did. They want to charge you $60 a ticket and rape you for a hot dog and then call the game horribly? Good.
Yeah.
Throw bottles at them and they'll get it right. Good for
there
Cleveland.
You go.
Man. Good for Cleveland.
All right,
Otis. So Cleveland can just suck it, okay?
All right.
Bye, fellas.
Cleveland ruined it for everyone else this week.
Good for them.
Jeff has a comment about Columbus. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, nobody listens to you guys in Columbus because nobody knows you guys are on. I mean, I'm no freaking marketing whiz, but maybe a couple of billboards and some ads or something like that, might help out your ratings a little bit.
Yeah, you got to promote the show.
Yeah, we do.
We've learned that works.
What's that?
We've learned that works. When a station takes the show and then promotes it in other day parts, it helps. It
when
helps.
They're excited about having the show and they promote it, sure.
I mean, the only way you guys get around is just by word of mouth, you know. I mean, and people turn you on and listen to you, then they get hooked.
Oh, we love the word of mouth, but it takes forever. We beg you guys to tell your friends all the time to listen to the show. What?
Rick's got some
kind
news?
Of, you guys are on one of those radio stations that doesn't have DJs either. It's just one of the computer things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You just play songs, so that kind of screws you, too. But.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, tell that guy from New York to go screw himself, because you guys only be drinking at those games anyway.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
What news?
Rick, you have some news?
Yes. Litter Box Girl is here.
Oh, my God.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
For him, yeah.
Litter Box Girl,
Girl is here. Is she hot? She's kind of cute, yeah.
Now we got to run out and get the litter box.
I just sent me
See, you bitches, what happens? See how much faith we have in you? We didn't even get the stuff. We didn't even get the litter box or anything. Does she know to get scoopable litter?
Yeah.
Make sure it's not that. See how much faith we put in the girls? Oh, Norton, stop it!
Stop.
Oh, he's toying with himself. He's toying.
Norton, cut it out.
Look, he's grabbing.
Nothing. No, I'm not. Just a little.
You are. You're squeezing. Your hand's right down there.
I give a little helmet tickle for good measure.
This show's so weird. We started with no energy, and look, the energy building.
Of course.
For the O&A show now.
Bobby from Queens says, I totally agree with Opie. The only thing better would have been a full-blown British soccer riot. Aren't those great? Just watching the Limeys and the French or whoever it is. Just beating the living crap out of each other.
You don't understand. I love mayhem with my sports. With the Yankees and their run, how much did it suck to see everyone just stand in their, you know, next to their seats, clapping their hands and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The old days, they ran on the field and ripped the place apart.
Well, now, you get the amount of police out there. They keep everything in line. You're not supposed to run out.
Get the lunatics, you know, jumping in the celebration at the pitcher's mound.
While they're still running the bases. Who was that running the bases?
Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hank Aaron?
Yeah.
Chris
and
Chambliss.
Some tool is just like running around with him. Hey, look at me.
Two guys,
yeah.
Two guys.
Well, back in the old days, if you were really happy, you'd tear up a little piece of paper and you'd throw it like confetti.
Yippee. Go team.
That's what they do. That's what they do now. Our friend Doug from Springfield.
Yeah.
I'm a huge hockey fan, as you know by now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fights aren't as good as they used to.
They don't goon it up like they used to.
Doug from Springfield is getting me a tape. It's like 3 hours of the best hockey fights ever.
I want to see this.
It'll be the best Christmas present I ever get.
When they're just holding each other with
all
one hand,
the bench
roundhousing
clearing.
Each other, just taking punch for punch.
Bench clearing
bleeding.
Brawls, which don't happen very often anymore because there's severe penalties if you leave the bench during fights. Can't wait to get that.
I like the stick fights.
The stick fights?
Where they start out just whacking each other, and then the gloves come off, and they...
The gloves walk, throw them down on the ground, and then they just circle, kind of line each other up, and then bam, start punching.
Right.
Great. The
right.
old days.
Before we take a break, and then we're going to get the lady in here for the cat litter box. I can't believe we're going to pull this one off. Chris Overcash sent me a really long list that we edited. He wrote a list of stuff.
Edited for adult content?
No,
situations?
No,
language?
Just so it flows better, Anthony.
Ah!
He wrote a list of the things he learned in the past year on the Opie and Anthony show.
A yearly, what did we learn?
And I do believe other people are going to pick up on this and run with it and send theirs in as well.
That's great.
But this is Chris's list. And if I remember correctly, because he says it in this email, he wrote the same list last year but didn't get it in time, and we ended up reading it like when we got back from Christmas, and it just wasn't as effective.
That's pretty stupid of him.
So he got it in early. So here it is. This is what Chris learned on the Opie and Anthony show this year.
Opie, also, topless bartenders are here.
They have arrived?
Ooh, they're here.
Where do we get the sluts from?
Oh, stop it until they serve something.
Wait until they come in. They're getting wanded.
Oh, they're getting wanded. Okay. Cool.
Nice.
All right, this is what Chris learned on the Opie and Anthony show this year. When the Japanese Titanic hit a riceberg, the Japs put on rife jackets and shot off flares.
I remember that.
Hillary took the Uck truck when she was in college. It tastes like a mix between buttermilk and Clorox.
I was just looking at the box.
That's the box we're using?
That's old school, man. What is that?
It's just a box that I found.
It's wooden. You're going to have to line it with something because that is scoopable litter is very thin.
Yeah, we just throw it all
get
out.
No, get it because it'll come out on the floor, Rick. Get a plastic bag. You don't think so?
You can
it's like sand.
You can put a little plastic on the bottom of it. Or newspaper.
Print out a picture of Jim.
Newspaper.
Just put a little newspaper on the bottom of that. That's
go on the papers. If she doesn't go in the box, can we roll up a newspaper and smack her in the nose? or just use your mule, Norton.
Of course. Some more of the things that Chris learned in the past year on the Opie and Anthony Show. XFL game day was not canceled. It never existed.
Back to you, Rusty.
Hello, hello, hello. Antoinette never did get those concert tickets. Gary Coleman is still on hold, Anthony. Opie took a napski. Opie shaves his junk. Jews call them schwoogies. Never open up the spackle buckets on a job site.
Right.
These are all the things we taught you guys in the past year, according to Chris. Bobbing for dignity is the greatest term for oral ever. Norton rules. Lion Brian is a pirate. That's intern Brian. We're going to replay that while we're away. The time we found our intern lying to us.
Right. Blatantly.
Blatantly saying he was in a car accident and there was nothing wrong with him. And it's
so fun.
It made Stinky scared for his life.
Yes.
Stinky did not want to work with the kid anymore, and we fired him on the spot. It was a very sad day
for him
this past year. Teen musical dildo chairs equals more gooder. Jay Moore's wife likes to spank teenage girls. Preteen is more gooder than teen.
Jesus.
If there's grass on the field, play ball. Turn Abner Louima's head sideways and his lips look like a puffy vag. Only Ann Start stuck in Limo Anthony's back. We will be rerunning that during break.
Yeah.
The first rule of Underwater Fight Club is you don't talk about Underwater Fight Club. Black girl takes the Underground Railroad home every night. Martian abortions prevent crimes. Old dirty sperm are on jet skis. The body glitter on Ken Stevens came from Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy from Survivor did Kevin James.
And a mystery football player.
This is what Chris has learned in the past year listening to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Uh-huh.
Opie got the chick fired.
Yeah.
Uncle Junior swings both ways, men and boys.
That's right, Tony.
The popular karaoke song in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn is Daddy's Home. Oh. Angela, comment. Opie's wife still hasn't been born yet. That's not true. My wife is now 6 months old somewhere.
Ah.
I wonder how she's doing. Opie takes his blankie to the movies. Steve C. won The Sopranos' Death Pool. Foundry Music Daily Dump Sheet was fun while it lasted. Dancing on the Ceiling is a popular song at Jewish weddings when the floor collapses.
Oh.
Earl starred in Shrek this summer. Ron Jeremy poked his fingers through Stalker Patty's rawhide. The best place to hide E is in your snatch panties. If Earl's the fire marshal, O and A are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually A, not B.
Usually, not always.
This is what Chris learned in the last year from our show. If you don't laugh within the first 20 minutes, this probably isn't the show for you. Right, Rick? If you get the fisheye, don't even try to attempt the Roman war helmet. It will take 1.7 gigawatts to get black to the future. Pedophiles love Cheez-Its. Stinky's roommate, comment.
Oh, boy.
Supercuts with an N thrown in somewhere describes soccer moms in minivans.
Supercuts?
Cuts!
I know, that's what I said. I'm just thinking, snooper cuts? Wait, I don't care.
Ken Stevens is one of Opie's gay friends. Starker Patty now looks like a bald ant. How can someone without motion be in promotions? Earl, comment. When getting the back door sex, can I say that?
Uh-huh.
They won't dump out of that, right? When getting the back door sex, don't use lube. Take it like a champ. Three goalies equals retard table. Eddie Trunk should call Rush Limbaugh for a new pointing job. Dice is being sued by Hanson. Starker Patty is really just a clever disguise for Super Lady. Opie is 4-0 when it comes to taints. The new pills that make your stuff taste like cherries gives Rick even more incentive to taste his own stuff.
Bag!
Marion's maxi pad looks like an airplane pillow. If you poke a duck in the boob with a golf club, you'll get smacked in the head. Washington listeners are leaving like the Taliban from Kabul. According to the equation, the WNEW studios are now 6.5 miles south of Ground Zero.
Right.
He did the math and it's right, by the way. Jim Norton will be at the Funhouse in Poughkeepsie, New York on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
You whore. And finally, you could spend New Year's Eve with Rich Voss at Caroline's, ringing the new year with old jokes, but I love the guy. So that's from Chris Overcash with some of the things that he learned on the Opie and Anthony show this year.
Nice. Bravo.
Good luck.
Wow, he might as well have taken a college course.
Right.
With all that he learned.
Well, they're teaching The Simpsons in college now, Anthony. That was a big story.
That's great.
Yeah.
Pay all kinds of money so your kid could go to college to learn about The Simpsons.
Right. All right.
Nothing compared to John the Intern's college courses that he was
talking about that?
Jeremy's ear off about.
Oh, God.
We'll talk about intern John next and his little college paper that he wrote.
Yeah.
We're all over his college paper, and he got everything wrong.
Where is the paper, by the way? Do we have it here? Let me glance over this thing.
A lot of people requested Ding Fries Are Done. We're going to do that after break. We got to get into commercials here. When we come back, the lady will be in to do the cat litter box thing. We got topless bartenders, more of your phone calls, more of your instant feedback. So stay there.
There's a carpet around next to me.
Whip out your cans. Pull out your fun bag. What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it now.
What are you wearing?
You look fabulous.
Opie and Anthony.
We love seeing boobs. Well, duh.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
We at Nike and Modell Sporting Goods wanted to spend some time with Lance Armstrong, who just this past July won his third consecutive Tour de France. Lance trains nearly every day, rain, wind, or snow. By tagging along with his coach, we were able to track him down. Here, high up a winding road in the snowy Alps, Lance is riding alone, 4 hours into his training day.
Lance, we're going with the car to where you can ride. Prepare your clothes and some tea and stuff. Okay? What if I keep going? You can't. 3 meters of snow. From sight? The guy says you can. There's no way you can ride. No way. Who says that?
You might not have plans to race around France for 3 weeks, but there's always something on your training calendar. Get to Modell Sporting Goods for the best in all-weather Nike gear, like the Air Terra Contego.
Training in this weather. Nobody sees that.
Don't let winter get off so easy this year. Enjoy the weather.
Hey, Anthony, Maximus Day Spa. This is a great gift for the ladies out there, huh?
Yes, now open in Soho. Loved by New York Times, W Magazine. There's three locations, Merrick Westbury and the new Ultra Hip Day Spa in Soho. Guys, this is the gift she wants. Maximus is the best. For years, tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. We've sent our chicks there. They can't wait to go back. Now is the time for the gift of Maximus. Maximus, give her tranquility, relief, and solitude, and the peace she wants. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy, signature water journey with head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage, rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy shower, and their magical cascading stream waterfall. Their therapeutic full-body massage, so relaxing, her emotional and physical well-being is going to be restored. Give her what she needs. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount. Then she can pick the location and service she wants. It's not too late. Call Maximus now toll-free at 866-SPA-SALON. Not 800, but 866-SPA-SALON. Or log on MaximusSpa-Salon.com.
Skiers and snowboarders, tune your equipment. Mountain Creek is opening next week. Visit mountaincreek.com for condition updates. Mountain Creek, skiing and snowboarding, pure and simple.
Hey, guys. In a recent survey, 67% of women asked that they were unhappy with the size of their male partner. Turns out, size does matter to us after all. 90% of men possess the same size, but who wants to be just average? If you're a man and having additional size would make a positive difference in your life, we have a non-invasive solution. That's right. No pumps, no weights, no surgery. It's a pill. It's called Longitude, and it's guaranteed to make you at least 1 inch larger in 30 days or it's free. Just think of the upside. Longitude has documented success in male growth of up to 3 full inches, so go for it. Results are evident in just a few short weeks.
Call now and order your bottle of Longitude by having your credit card ready. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492.
Imagine the look on her face if you were up to 3 inches larger.
Call now, 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492. Or visit them online at longitudecapsules.com. These days, there are no free rides. That's why you need an ATV that can really take care of business. That's why you need the Traxxter from Bombardier, with the muscle and the moves to tackle any task you set for it. This holiday season, you can find the Bombardier Traxxter and Quest 650 ATVs at Sunrise Power Sports, located at 86 Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York, your ATV headquarters. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll find a large selection of ATVs to suit every style and taste, from sport ATVs for those adventurous rides in the woods to work ATVs that'll handle the long haul and back. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll also find a large selection of motorcycles to suit every taste and style. And it's never too soon to start thinking about buying your Sea-Doo watercraft. From now through the end of the year, Sunrise Power Sports is featuring special pricing on selected ATVs, motorcycles, and accessories. Shop now and buy that special someone a gift they'll always remember, especially if that someone is you. Sunrise Power Sports, 86 Sunrise Highway, 1 mile west of the Meadowbrook Parkway, 516-377-6900. That's 516-377-6900.
Oh, the weather really sucks, but we don't care. We're watching the game with our tasty beer. Thanks, Sam Adams, for the holiday cheer. You've always got a place right here. Peace on earth and a bottle of Sam, with a bag full of chips or a nice fat ham. Show goodwill to every woman and man with America's best tasty beer.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Sam Adams, wishing you holiday cheer.
Surprise!
What?
Surprise! I decided to throw you a surprise birthday party. Isn't this great?
Yeah, great, honey, but where's the party? It's just you and your Twisted Tea.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. It's Twisted Tea, the hard iced tea with a twist. There's a party in every bottle.
This is awesome! I hope they all brought presents.
New smooth, easy drinking Twisted Tea. Hard iced tea with 5% alcohol by volume. Twisted Tea. Pop open a party.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Okay, this is it. The last week for holiday shopping. And Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works. Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Hey, it's those two guys from 7-Eleven, and special guest, Santa Claus.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mr. Claus, what's your secret?
Getting ahead, you know, making a list, etc.
Right now, you can get ahead with AT&T free-to-go wireless at 7-Eleven.
Really?
Comes with a sweet Nokia 5165 phone.
Yeah?
And $50 of airtime, all for just $89.99. And with the mail-in offer, you can get a free $50 gift card, good at select retailers.
Really?
So it's kind of like getting the phone and airtime for just $39.99. And that phone has great features like caller ID, voicemail, and domestic long distance. No annual contracts, no credit checks, or monthly bills.
Really?
Right now, when you buy at least $5 of merchandise or 10 gallons of gasoline at 7-Eleven, you can get a coupon book with offers from AT&T Wireless and others, plus a chance to win instant prizes.
Thank heaven.
Limited time offer where supplies last at participating stores. Other restrictions apply. See coupon book, brochure, and gift card offer for details, terms, and conditions. Void where prohibited.
Planning on getting engaged? Go to Fidelity Diamond of Paramus, New Jersey right now for their multi-million dollar diamond engagement ring sale. Fidelity Diamond works closely with you, the customer, to ensure you get quality and the best price guaranteed. You'll learn why you should never buy a diamond that's already set. At Fidelity, you pick out your diamond loose. Then it's weighed right in front of you and set while you watch. That's the correct way to purchase your diamond engagement ring. There are no gimmicks at Fidelity Diamond. For 20 years, this reputable family-owned business has guaranteed your satisfaction, and owner Tom Colosino wouldn't have it any other way. Take advantage of this tremendous sale going on now through New Year's Eve. Also, get a platinum setting valued at $500 free with your engagement ring purchase. Fidelity Diamond, Route 17 South, Paramus, New Jersey, minutes from all major highways and the GW Bridge. Call 201-261-6555. 201-261-6555.
Trust Fidelity Diamond for the love of your life.
When
remember last year when I told you how the stars above Stratton Mountain seemed to light up the night sky like a first kiss? And I wondered, if you saw a shooting star at Stratton, would your wish have a better chance of coming true? Well, for all of you who looked up at those stars and wished you could spend more time on a mountain enjoying your friends in freedom, you got exactly what you asked for. Stratton is proud to announce the addition of two new high-speed six-passenger lifts at the Sun Bowl, opening it to fast new heights and opening up your entire mountain experience. We call our new lifts the Shooting Stars. And the best way to enjoy them is with our midweek stay for free package. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
That's right. At Stratton Mountain, you can stay for free. Just purchase a three-day midweek lift ticket for $129 and get two free nights of lodging. What's more, with ideal snowmaking temperatures forecasted right through the week, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system is in full operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit their website at stratton.com.
Need a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Right now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Now get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. Get your Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with any DirecTV Total Choice package, now at Best Buy, Blockbuster, Circuit City, or Radio Shack. Or call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145.
Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
The Opie and Anthony Show. One of the hottest songs of the past year, Ant. Yes. Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal. Lots going on the show. Before the next break, we will play Dang Fries Are Done. A lot of people want to get it on tape, so yeah. Get your cassettes ready, all right? Also playing What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show this year. Kevin from D.C., this year I learned crinkle, crinkle, always funny. Lou from Jersey, the most important thing that I learned this year is that out of the Olsen twins, Ashley is the goer.
Yeah.
Ernie from Jersey, this year I learned best new character, Neil Diamond. There are a lot of new characters on the show this year, Anthony. Ernie was saying the best one, though, Neil Diamond.
Oh, likes the Neil.
Am myself. To no one else in America.
My fave is Pejoria Kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Police got my car. Police got my car.
We'll be playing that today, too.
Police got my car in America. They come into America in my car. It's an original.
Yeah, sure it is.
By Neil.
Danielle from Alabama, Syndication Underground. I learned this year that Otto and George are always funnier on Best Ofs when everything is bleeped out and you can actually understand the jokes.
That is so true.
Here's my other new one.
Go ahead.
Holy crap, it's Christmas.
Jay Moore is afraid of dice, and Sandy Kane gets more disgusting every appearance. Gil from Staten Island. I learned that three rights make a left.
You did learn that.
And Gator Man from Long Island. Is it too gay to have your girlfriend strap on a blank and do you from...
right, that way.
We've talked about that in the past year.
Yeah, very gay. Well, a lot of guys called in and said that it wasn't, though.
Gay, gay, gay.
We don't need to go there because we got a girl ready to come in the studio and do something very outrageous for us.
Yes.
Before, though, we have a counter FU, Anthony, about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you were listening about 20 minutes ago, a Giants fan called in and said FU to Cleveland because of Cleveland and them throwing all their beer on the field. They can't have bottled beer at Giant Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, that's insane.
So the FU went out to Cleveland, the city itself.
Yep.
Now, Jay from Cleveland has a counter FU, Anthony. Yes, Jay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to sign the counter FU to Earl because, first off, we realize only pussies drink bottled from beer. Second, it proves that Cleveland has the best fans in all of the NFL.
I agree.
Yeah, you take your sports pretty seriously. I like that. That's for sure. I like the Mayhem. Very nice.
That's right. Look at the nickel beer right in 76.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
You got to love
sticking
Cleveland.
Up for Cleveland.
You got to love Cleveland fans.
Oh, here it is. The Samsung
DVD player.
This is great.
You know, when we had that meeting with the suits from Samsung...
I remember that.
I don't think they envisioned that their product would be given away in this fashion, Anthony.
Uh-huh. Well, this is great. Why don't we meet the girl?
We can meet the girl.
Why don't we meet the young lady who's going to be doing the newest Motley Crue challenge?
She's hot too, man.
Yeah, every time someone from Motley Crue comes in, we get a new bit to do on our radio show. At this point, all we have to say is, girl, litter box.
For some reason, he's not letting us say litter box.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, you dick! You dick! It doesn't make friggin' sense. Litter box, litter box, litter box.
We're not allowed to
say... The litter box. We're not saying anything else, you tool. Get Jeremy in here immediately. Immediately.
Wow, I love
it. Get Jeremy in here. Right now.
This is going to be cool.
Because he's got to bang that guy's friggin' head in with a hammer. Well, he's making up rules as they go along, and they're retarded ridiculous.
We just got to know...
Jeremy! Where is he?
Rachel just went to get him.
We just, we just received a note. We can't say that?
Rick held up a note.
That's why you were distracted over
Yes!
There?
Holy crap! Oh, my God. Hi.
You're going to scare her off.
No.
Nothing scares me.
The cat's in the studio.
In the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the... Wait, that's not me.
And the box with sand in it is in the corner.
There you go. Christ on a pony. Where's Jeremy? Chop, chop.
I want Jeremy here immediately.
They're already sweating down the hall.
I have some questions for you.
They have a feeling we're going to blow it up today, Anthony. So
baby.
This isn't going to help matters.
You know what it is? His reasoning takes a chain of thought that is retarded. It's like saying, don't say... hamburger. Why? Because if you eat a hamburger and it works its way through your digestive system, it comes out as the word you can't say. So don't say food. Jeremy, could you grab that mic, please? We have to hash this out on the air or
What's
I'm going to have
wrong?
A goddamn seizure. Craig,
right.
In his ultimate wisdom, in
right.
The dump room, which
right.
Which we should have a button here that releases Zyklon B gas into that goddamn room.
Can't we put the dump guy in the box today?
Yeah.
So Craig,
you know what we want
to
do?
Us, right.
We have a girl.
Right.
We have a box.
Right.
That is usually used by a feline.
Cool. She has a name, Anthony.
I was saying on the floor. I wasn't talking about the lovely lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, he's saying for some bizarre reason that I cannot even comprehend. That we cannot say kitty litter.
Okay.
Why can we not say kitty litter? We're not even going to... You know something? You will not even hear mention of what is this kitty litter box is being used for. You will not even hear it.
I'll tell
why
you.
Why it's being used.
If you want,
okay.
Off the air, we can have a quick powwow about it and decide.
Off the air. Great. Great.
Well, I don't know all the facts. I have to do an investigation.
We don't have time for that crap. There's a girl here, and we have the box.
She has to leave.
And we're ready to go, and she's time constrained.
Yeah, she's got to leave in about 10 minutes.
Why don't you... Can you go down and have a powwow?
Right.
With Craig.
And then
we will talk to her a little bit, and then when you come back, yeah, yeah. Let me know why it has to be that way, or that we can go along and say kitty litter.
That sounds like fun. I'll go do that.
All right, give that a try.
Bye bye.
You want a hammer to hit him with? Please. No.
Well, let's say hi to the lady.
Craig's doing a good job.
Ah, okay.
I'm very proud of Craig.
Very good. Give him a cookie then.
Yeah. I'd have to hire a Mormon to do the dump box.
The dump button.
Okay. What's your your name?
That's still a good joke.
Dump box. Lauren.
That's a verb.
Lauren, hi. Sorry I was so emotional, but I'm very excited about this. Not in the way Norton is.
Lauren, you're not scared of us at this point, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, you know what we would like you to do. Have you ever done anything like this before?
No.
Nice. Interesting. You're not a shy girl or anything?
Not particularly.
Mm.
I've gone in the woods before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've done that in the woods.
That's good.
In the wooden, is it?
What? What'd she do?
We're so vague, I don't know.
She did that in the woods.
What, smoke pot? What? Did it in the woods.
Had sex?
I don't know. Yeah, that could be. I don't know. See?
Ate a hamburger?
Could be. Read a book.
Very
vague. I think she ate a hamburger in the woods.
Yeah. Uh-oh, don't say that.
All of the above.
Yeah.
All the above.
All right. And, what, is it the great Samsung DVD player prize that are you doing this for? Is it some freeing experience?
I didn't even know there was a prize.
Oh, really? Are you doing this because you're a fan of the show?
Yep.
We talked about it on the air, beautiful. And she contacted us.
That is beautiful.
She was very thrilled by the idea.
Yeah? Does it give you a little excitement, a little nervousness, a little butterflies?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Hmm. How do you feel about the fact that Norton is very, very excited about this?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is he scaring you?
He kind of looks like the Gerber baby.
Oh, wow! That's a coincidence.
She's right.
He's been with the Gerber baby.
Wow! That's going to be on your website immediately.
The Gerber baby. Oh, geez.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
You think on obianthony.com you're going to see a picture of Norton's head and the Gerber baby separated at birth?
Could you be more subtle with a hint?
We want to see it. That's why. We want to see it immediately before we go on our Christmas vacation.
Yes.
Her boyfriend's outside. He's a big boy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What does he think about this?
He's the one that told me to call in.
Yeah? Does he watch sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. He watches? There's certain things that... Yeah, watching ain't bad.
That's
like
how it all starts. Believe me. You think
that
I didn't start
okay.
That way? Yeah, yeah, let me just watch. The next thing you know, get a Chardonnay glass. Please, that's how it starts. Nobody just dives in and hides the bowl.
We're talking about wine now?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of wine, Chardonnay. Right, sure. Sure.
Yeah, to prevent Cardinal Egan from dumping out.
Wow, they sure have been gone a long time.
Well, because
Jeremy's
because he still has to dump the show while Jeremy discusses it
while he's talking. Mm-hmm. Ah, there you go. That must be.
You got to do two things at once.
All right. Well, have you been drinking a lot?
Nope.
Do you feel any?
I drank a whole bottle of water on the way down. That was it.
Yeah. Are you feeling? And let's just say this: any urges.
I was when I came.
Oh, look at our show on.
I dumped.
Wow, look at you.
Because I know. I know. Jack off.
Look at you showing responsibility.
I was being responsible. You know something?
For our radio show.
This very thing that hit that dumb button a year ago, it wasn't that smart. I yelled at this very pointer finger for hours and days on end.
Because of last year.
Between Christmas and New Year's. Yes, I did. Jeremy is back. I would love to hear this. What do we got?
We have discussed it at great length.
Yeah.
And have found a way for you to be able to say that thing.
Okay.
On the radio.
Oh, I'm sure this is going to be great. What is it?
No, that's it. The only thing that you can't do is this thing I have written on the piece of paper.
Let me say.
Tell you, but
okay, let me say.
Oh, no, you wrote it.
Let me say. He wrote it. I love this. Let's see. All right.
See, that. That's
hold on. Let me say.
That's a big problem.
Let me say.
Why?
Let me see first. Don't take Rick's word for it. It's a big problem.
Let me see.
I'm not going to show it to you if it's a big problem.
Son of a bitch, Rick.
On the air.
All
right, let me see. No, let me see.
I got to see it.
Oh, the kids might
be. No. Snow?
Well, we kind of knew that.
No, what?
Wait, what? We knew that.
No. Oh, we knew that.
Rick.
We already agreed to that, Rick.
God damn it, Rick.
Well, then, great.
I had a curse just to watch Jeremy's face when I said the F word.
You know, I didn't even notice it for a second because I'm so used to saying that.
We all say it. We love that word.
You guys, Ken Stevens is sweating profusely down the hall.
I know he is.
He just knows we're going to blow this up today.
No, no, no. Okay, that's fine.
Good.
And there'll be no graphic descriptions of anything, and everything will be fine.
Good.
We just know that there's a box full of kitty litter.
All I know is we got a girl, a box
of kitty litter.
And a DVD player.
There you go. And she's ready to win it.
And if our listeners
can't
figure it out from here, then go F yourself.
She's going to eat the sand? Yeah.
All right, good.
Have a nice time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeremy Coleman. There he goes.
Could you thank Gandhi when you go back there?
Gandhi. I know. Jerry Falwell.
Oh, all right. Almighty, what a goody two-shoes.
Well, Ed, we should take a break, and we'll do it next. How's that?
Yes, we will.
Because you wasted all the time.
I wasted nothing. Hey, goddammit. I stood my ground, and we made some headway.
Okay. As we go to break, a lot of people want to get this on tape, so why don't we do this now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A song called Ding Fries Are Done.
There you go.
A song that is played every year on hundreds of radio stations across America. Can't take credit for this one, Anthony. Yeah. Here it is.
Da 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 da. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries in hot fat, it really hurt bad and throw the skin grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
Food. Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings, Don and Mike, middays, Opie and Anthony, afternoons, Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
A quaint suburban restaurant, 1900 hours.
That rhubarb pie looks great. What do you think, Kate?
Peach cobbler for me, Dirk.
Hey, guys, shouldn't we get the check?
Yeah, we'll never make the movie.
Whipped cream, Dirk.
Why not?
How can you guys stuff your face?
Yeah, and what if we can't get right in?
People, 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 you're with the Strikers.
Did you forget?
Don't tell me, your son's an usher, huh?
MovieTickets.com.
MovieTickets.com? We simply logged on, checked out some movie trailers, picked the movie we wanted to see.
Found our favorite theater. Most convenient time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, we bought our tickets.
And they'll be waiting for us, right?
Roger! We can zip to the automated box office. ABO for short.
So, fella, I suggest you keep your wallet in your pants, your boots glued to the floor, and we all have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, because the Strikers will walk right in.
You got that right, Missy. Pass the decaf.
I'll have a piece of pie.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it. Now featuring at-home ticket printing for select locations.
Hey, Anthony, New York Sports Clubs.
Yeah, if you want to give a gift to somebody that shows you really care about them, hey, make it a New York Sports Club membership.
Yeah, New York Sports Clubs makes it easy to get in shape. They got over 80 locations in the tri-state area for one near you. Call them up, 1-800-301-1231. The best part, New York Sports Clubs offers only month-to-month memberships. No annual contracts, no long-term financial commitment. Unlike the other gyms, you're never locked in. At New York Sports Club, you decide how long you want to be a member. New York Sports Clubs, you're going to find tons of equipment for exercising. And, of course, the classes. Military camp, yoga, Pilates, ultimate conditioning, and a lot more. You never get bored. You only get fit. Call them up, 1-800-301-1231. Stop by any New York Sports Club today and get a special holiday gift rate. To find the New York Sports Club in your neighborhood, 1-800-301-1231. 1-800-981-3131. New York sports clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Want to know what your credit history looks like? See how you can run a free credit check on yourself by logging on to FreeCreditReport.com.
I found an inaccuracy that could have cost me an approval and disputed it.
My credit report from FreeCreditReport.com showed me an open account I'd forgotten about.
Just log on to FreeCreditReport.com. Learn how to get your free credit report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's FreeCreditReport.com.
Time is running out to get this timely satellite TV offer. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. But hurry, because the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Shopping for groceries? While you're in the mood, shop for car insurance. One 15-minute call to GEICO could save you 15% or more. Result? More money for groceries. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
As we speak, two huge XM satellites are in orbit over America, and the way people listen to radio has changed forever.
It's great being able to listen to what I want to listen to without having to search around for it or losing channels, you know, going down the road.
It's almost like listening to higher resolution of sound.
100 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk from coast to coast. So whether you're into hip-hop or bebop, news or blues, rock stars or stock cars, you'll hear more, know more, and go deeper than you ever did before.
What I'm hooked on right now is Bluesville. They have a wide variety of things I've never heard before. I can drive all the way to New York, never have to change the channel.
It's easy to add XM to any existing car stereo, starting as low as $300. Visit your local electronics store for a demonstration. Learn more at XMRadio.com.
It is absolutely fabulous.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, XM. Radio to the power of X. Price may vary by model and retailer. Some models require additional installation fee. Antenna and subscription also required.
Anthony Stacker to the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, Stacker to... Oh, this is another one of those Lisa Orban spots. Okay, guys, are you an armchair quarterback? Ladies, do you really want to get your husband's attention? Stacker to the world's strongest fat burner will help cut the junk food cravings. It's the one product that works 45 minutes guaranteed. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's the natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2. Helps stop the cravings, and it gives you the boost of energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. Let Stacker 2 help you out. Stacker 2 curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. So instead of two helpings or something you want, you just eat one. You still eat what you want, you just eat less of it. So if you want to lose 100 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever you want to lose, Stacker 2 works. Our listeners have proven it. Log on to Stacker 2 at stackerthenumber2.com or call them up 1-800-LITELINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and other fine stores. Get on the Stacker, Stacker 2.
What's up, y'all? This is Red Man right here.
This is Method Man.
Holla!
And in honor of our upcoming new movie, How High, in theaters this holiday season, we're going to give you our version of a holiday favorite.
Right.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a full scholarship to Harvard University.
Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two...
We're virgins. Yeah, both of us.
And a full scholarship to Harvard University.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three sucker roommates.
You equals? I far equals.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I can't remember the rest.
And just give it.
How high? Soundtrack on Jeff Jam UMD soundtrack. We launch a pervasive produce and language and for sexual dialogue. Under 17, animated without hiring. America Online keyword, how high? At Theaters Friday.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
Now, the station for sports guys, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, and Ron and Fez is this station, 1027 WNEW, New York.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW. A mole! Digging in a hole! Digging on my soul now! Going down exploration! I and I in the sky! You make me feel like I can fly! So high! Elevation!
Best show of the year, Anthony. You too, huh? Oh, yeah. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Philly wants in on the action, Anthony. FU's flying from city to city today.
I see that. Some anger.
Let's go to Greg in Philly. What's up, Greg?
Yeah, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm just sitting there and I listen to these two clowns from Cleveland and New York crybabying all about how they can't do this and they can't do that. Well, we're the ones that started the whole throwing stuff. I mean, we throw bottles at Santa Claus, for God's sake. Come on now.
When did that happen?
Hear that? And the Giants, you know, we beat your ass twice already.
Hold on, refresh my memory with the Santa Claus thing.
I think it was last year, and then 2 years ago, we throw snowballs at Santa Claus, we blow them off the field, we throw bottles at them.
Philly loves their sports too, Ant.
Yes.
We're the best.
It's a tough sports town.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you, Greg. So an FU to what? Cleveland and New York.
Cleveland and New York. And you know what? I'll throw one out to Washington, too, because they got the Redskins.
Look at that, Ant. The cities are fighting today. They're fighting.
I see.
All right. Cool, bro.
Hey, you guys
Philly,
suck.
Jumping in the mix. Rich Voss in the studio. I think the whole gang is coming by today just to kind of hang. We got topless bartenders. They're coming in a little bit to mix some drinks.
That's great.
Last live show of the year. Then we're in, best of mode for a week and a half.
But then we're being suspended by Dave.
Some great shows on the way, though. Sex for Sam 2 will be rerun tomorrow on the Opie and Anthony Show. Yes, Jim? Oh, I know. We'll get to her in a second.
Oh. Look at Jim.
And Voss is showing off his brand new Air Jordans.
They're nice.
They look plastic, man.
Oh, they're the
pound. Let me see those.
Man, huh?
Let me see them.
These are nice.
Wow. What the hell is that?
Nike sent them to me. You know, when you do TV, you get these things.
TV? Wow.
Yeah.
When did you do TV
I
lately?
I just taped a show called Late Fridays.
Okay.
And
right.
I use you guys in my intro.
That was my intro. Those are some shiny ass shoes.
I know. I'm a.
I had a colored guy shine them.
I am a 22-year-old black kid right now.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. You're gonna get robbed for those.
That's not true. I work. Right, anyhow,
before we get to Lauren, the lovely lady. More of the what do we learn this year on the Opie and Anthony Show. Lieutenant Boogaloo from Jersey checking in. I learned the best way to find a new partner is to rent a plane and fly it over a stadium, even though the guy works across the hall from you normally.
Yeah!
Beavis from Ronkonkoma. This year I learned that Voss's material sucks just as bad as it did last year because it's the same material.
Aww.
Very true.
At least you're here to defend yourself today.
You know what? I'm not fighting today.
Jameek from Brooklyn. I learned back rubs by a man is never a good idea. Brewer, comment?
Oh.
Andrew from Jersey, I learned that Stinky thinks next year is 2001. That is really good, Andrew. Few people came up with that one. Lola from Jersey, I learned that Opie kicks French ass under 60 feet of water. Sheep Lover, I learned this year Cindy's radio is broken and she can't change the station. And Sega blows.
Aw, look at what Paul E. is writing from Lawrence. He goes, oh, good, Voss is there. That should make us appreciate how funny Norton is. They're awful.
And if you want to read this one.
Not nice.
You could read that one.
Go screw yourself.
And another one from Lieutenant Boogaloo. I learned, hey, you dropped something when said vaguely to no one in particular. Always funny. All right, Anthony. Lauren's in the studio. We got the DVD player. We got some box in the corner with stuff in it. It's kitty litter.
Yeah, we could say that. We've learned that much.
DVD player, Lauren, kitty litter.
Right. That's all. That's all. Now, how are we gonna do it? You're not a shy girl, so I guess so. All right. Well, look at Norton. He can't get close enough.
Yeah. Well, you're moving over microphones and everything on us here.
Well, I just wanted to be able to give better commentary.
All right.
I care about your guys' show, and I want it to go well.
This is the true meaning of Christmas for you, right?
It really is.
She
friends.
She said outside she was practicing in the shower, which is great. And because you should practice these things. She had a bunch of different stances for this, but she's going to go with the standard stance. Let's just leave it at that. The standard stance.
It's always good, too, when you break the standard stance in half and you go, like, you do certain things facing one way, and then just to be silly, you turn around and face the other way, and everybody laughs.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The standard stance was very popular at Woodstock, Anthony.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. You just standard stance. And since the box is
like
of limited size,
squat.
The yeah, okay.
Looks like you're weightlifting.
Right.
No need for John Paul II to dump out.
And because of the limited size of the box
like
itself.
It looks like you're a Russian weightlifter.
The limited size of the box, there can't be any tricks. But she says she performs some kind of a trick like this where she actually would win a prize for range.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. But
so she's a pro?
No, she's not a pro. She was just checking this out. You're not a pro, are you?
No.
Is there actually... are you able to be a pro at this?
Yes.
Is she?
Yes, like a Norton. Yes, indeed.
Don't we got to draw a bullseye on Norton's face now?
Yeah.
Is she in AAA ball, Anthony?
No, I don't think so, right? No.
Oh, all right.
Well, let's...
Let's just tell her to yeah, get ready.
Get ready to go. We'll move over to the mic so we can get a little bit of a visual.
Yeah, I agree.
Describe, nothing.
We went over all the rules for this segment, so you keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you can't even say anything, all right?
Because you're the ones going to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows.
That's you don't terrible. Even know the problems we went through the last half hour to get this on.
All right.
Go ahead, Lauren, whenever you're ready.
Rick, move, please.
All right. Here we go.
There is said box, Anthony.
The box is labeled Norton's face.
And we do have the kitty litter as well.
Which is great.
All right, and just stay at that height. Good.
There's, I was adjusting the volume, and you're not getting behind me while I'm bent over adjusting the volume.
Don't be a view blocker.
Huddla, huddla, huddla.
Huddla, huddla, huddla. Well, Lauren's lovely young lady.
Yeah, look at that.
Is Lauren how old is Lauren?
18.
Wow.
Fulfilling
the teen aspect. Yeah, that's true. We wanted the teen thing.
Well, 18.
She's 18. All right, here we go. She's pulling away things.
The angle on that
things.
Is very bad, by the way.
Let's look.
Hold on. Norton's not happy with the angle.
The angle?
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh. You got to turn the angle.
You want to spin the whole thing around so Norton can see?
You have to. Thank you.
This is Jim's Christmas bonus.
There we go. Okay. Let's all wait.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting. We're waiting.
Wait a little.
We're
no
waiting.
Need.
It's okay.
Nervous.
She's a little nervous. That's okay.
So just relax.
That's great. Everything. Oh, look. Look at that, Norton. How about that, Norton? Huh?
Not bad.
You liking that?
You're wonderful. Look.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, is that lovely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
It's like Seattle. That is so great.
That's good. Does anyone have any a paper towel or something? Why don't you go into the bathroom there and get there you
there
go.
You go. Gene Kelly should all be right. Dancing under you.
Oh. Wow. I know, and you can take that.
Wow, look at that.
And
look at that, Norton. It's a
there we go.
Getting
up. Wow.
Wow. Job accomplished, Anthony.
Wow. Lauren,
that is great.
Lauren just won a Samsung DVD player.
Yeah. God damn.
Courtesy of Samsung.
Wow. What do you think, Jim?
Very pleasing.
Hey, that the clumping action really works.
It does.
Oh, wait, your mic's not on. There you go.
I said the clumping action really works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, the boyfriend gets the DVD player?
Yes.
Boyfriend?
Yep.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
You didn't mind her doing what she did?
Actually, it was my idea originally.
Cool.
Really? On the radio, I was like, you know, I kind of cajoled her into doing it.
Cajoled.
Good word.
It's a big word.
And I, you know, Jim, if you want to hang out with us next weekend, I don't think we have any plans.
You bet I do.
We get a video camera in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. These are my new friends.
Well, thank you, guys. I know you have to leave, right?
Yeah, it's her mom's birthday. We got to go to her birthday.
Oh, wow, well.
It's a nice
tell mom what you were, how you got the Samsung.
Lauren, why are you late to my birthday party?
Hey. Yeah,
we got
DVD player.
Cool. Wait, would you actually wrap that up and give it to your mom?
No. She wouldn't use it.
No.
No? All right.
Because that would be really sick in a weird kind of way.
Maybe my dad.
That's even sicker. You found something even more disturbing. That's bravo.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I like the volume on it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of volume, which was good.
A 10
did
for
you guys
range.
Want a wow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love a wow.
Hey, wow. Look at that.
Of course.
Didn't even solicit it.
It is. Oh,
look at that.
Too. Look
yeah.
at that.
Those are
nice
solid.
And perky.
Bravo.
Nice.
Those are solid.
A lot of decorations on there. Tattoos and door knockers. And
would you like a wow? I certainly would.
Of course.
Well, it is Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, Anthony.
Yes, it is, Norton.
I know.
We got to do something. Drink something Tuesday.
All right. Well, we got to get him out of the studio. Lauren and the boyfriend, thank you.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas or Happy Kwanzaa or whatever you
Kwanzaa.
Celebrate. I don't know.
They're white people, Opie. They're white people don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
They're very white.
Oh, God, you got him. You so got him. Oh, Norton is the worst. He nailed me last night at Paisano's. Right when I'm leaving, he goes, Anthony. And I turn around and look, and he's just eating. He just got them. Hey, wait a minute. They looked back.
Yeah, no, could you?
That's what you say. Hey, could you? And then you just don't look.
By the way, the box is set up in the studio all day today. Yeah. We have more prizes to give away.
The box is there.
From our prize closet.
Any girls want to come down and use the box?
And do the latest Motley Crue challenge.
Yeah. You will have prizes, too.
Can we get Vince on the phone and tell him we made it happen? We're trying to impress our rock star friend.
Yeah.
Dennis, what's up?
Opie, I got a question for you. Why are you asking these girls how old they are? Shouldn't you just be able to take a look and tell?
Very good, but from my angle, could not see my friend.
He couldn't see the taint.
Wow.
You play two games in one shot here.
Well, they have to leave. Maybe some of the other ladies that come in today. But you're right. But I just didn't have a good angle, my friend.
All right, well, keep the streak alive.
Okay, yeah. 4-0. Oh,
take care.
All right, bye.
All right. You want to spin that around there, Rick, toward the door or Mike or whatever? So,
Mike, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to give out an FU to that Philly fan who just called in.
Oh, man. The city's getting into it.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that football illiterate kid over there said Philly beat the Giants twice this year. Well, before they squeaked out that 10-9 win, they hadn't beat him the past seven tries. So, FU.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Later, boys.
All right. Bye. Now we got to go back to Cleveland. Rich, what's up?
Hey, yeah, that guy from Philly, that Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he pissed me off. I mean, we're not mad about the beer bottles we're drinking. We took matters in our own hands and took judgment against those refs. By the way, if you guys remember, in the 80s, we were throwing batteries, not beer bottles.
That's right.
Wow, yeah. Well, New York's famous for the batteries, too, my friend.
I would like to know who started the battery trend.
That I don't know, but it was a good thing. I wish we could bring it back right now.
You guys took care of business up there in Cleveland, so.
I appreciate it. Hey, you guys are great. You guys suck. Norton's great.
All right,
thank
great.
You, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, great. Suck. Norton's great. Okay. Hey, I've got to write it down.
Let me give you your presents real quick.
What do you? What is this? Is this a Voss CD?
No, no. I'm not. All right.
It's not in the shape of a CD.
Garrett, that's from me and Rich.
Let me see what it is.
To Opie from Voss. I'm not going to have to take a leak on this.
No, no, you're going to like it.
Whoa, hey, ho. Don't say that.
Why?
Oh, what is this?
It's, but that one's...
We'll turn it the other way.
Bill Rizzuto, Yogi...
That's
Vera.
A photograph right there.
St. Joseph's School for the Blind.
Where'd you steal that from,
it's
man? Were you in Cooperstown?
Yogi Berra.
It's got an autographed baseball.
For Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. But why isn't on a St. Joseph's School for the Blind 2001 baseball?
Holy, is this a real autograph?
Yes. You're a Knicks
from Earl the Pearl?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Earl Monroe autograph. How did you get Earl Monroe's autograph?
I'm big in the business.
We're big in the business.
This is great.
Steve's. Where's Steve's?
And in the tradition of Voss's act, next year we're getting the same gift.
Well, you don't think that's cool?
That's really
cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's well, thank you, man.
It's
cool.
The autograph is as old as your jokes, but it's nice.
From the Giants Super Bowl.
Earl Monroe has
Earl
played
Pearl.
15 years, yeah, but thank you.
That's a class.
No, it's awesome.
How come their gifts are big and nice?
Well, what do you get?
I don't look like a pack of cards.
Yeah, look at that. A deck of cards, it looks like.
Maybe there's some rookie card.
Rick, what have you gotten there?
I got a small football.
Ah?
Autographed by Perry Williams.
That Voss signed as Perry Williams.
All right.
That's a rookie card.
How do you get these autographs, Voss?
Telling you,
something we don't know about you?
That one I got
Yogi
in a golf tournament.
You got the Yogi there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
that one
cool.
I got.
My Earl Monroe?
Yeah. I know him.
You're
that one I got. Because you're Spanish.
I will compare the autograph to make sure it's real.
What, I got that.
All right.
That one.
You stole
my
card.
No.
It's not a rookie card.
It is the rookie card.
I'm a Laker fan. Listen, James Worthy is my favorite ball player of all time because he got two hookers and got busted.
Yeah. Nothing to do with his play.
I love Big Game James. And he gave me a rookie card. And yet. It's a 1987 Fleer, 1986, and it has one, two, three, this four previous Laker years on here.
And he's calling it a rookie card.
I brought the wrong one. He brought me. Here you go. Thanks.
But it's still a good card.
That's still
worth 25. I looked it up.
Wait, it's just a card though, no autograph.
It isn't really a rookie card. No, that usually only doesn't have any stats because you haven't played yet because you're a rookie.
Listen to me, you're wrong. That's the first year he was put on a card.
This might be the first year he was photographed in midair with a yellow jersey facing that way. Well, that's a good rookie card. Thanks.
Limited edition, people. Limited edition.
Let me see that.
Couldn't you have at least forged the signature?
Like you did for Earl Monroe.
A rookie card.
No, that's real.
That's real. I'm telling you.
My dad's going to be happy.
A rookie card.
I got to show him.
Picture a Worthy's kids in that with him.
Mark, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey guys, yeah, I have a spy report.
Well, that's Ron Fez's thing.
I know. Listen, last week I was at the mall, and I seen Richard Voss. He walked up to Sam and said, I want a pair of gold teeth and a joke book.
Well, that was funny.
It's about as funny as your act, you putz.
Voss happens to be very funny. He's just a dirtbag, and he buys awful gifts for his friends.
What? Hey, at least
is
he
that Norris on the phone?
No. At least he bought some gifts.
I believe you're right.
The gift of friendship.
We just gave you a gift, my friend.
And I gave you a gift. Is
that the best Christmas gift you've ever received with Lauren coming in?
The only thing that would be better is if.
You're a Giants fan.
I can't even say it. You know, you can get the vibe though.
All right. I don't want to say this card is fake, but Voss, I have a 93 Thurman Munson here.
It's his rookie card. It's got lifetime stats on it.
Paul from Buffalo, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to give a big FU back to Buffalo because our football team stinks.
You're giving an FU to your own city?
Yep.
Damn.
Football team's horrible.
Yeah, you guys had a tough year.
Yeah, just a little one.
How bad did you want Flutie to stay?
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter anymore. Just got to get somebody in there now.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Look at this signature. It's not Yogi Berra. It's Yogi Bear. I saw him in a suit at a mall.
What'd you get for Rick?
Yeah, what did Rick get?
He got me Domino's, this idiot.
Oh. And the national pastime of the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, exactly. For the holidays, you guys were all getting together.
You all get together at that rickety table out back. Play some Domino's.
No, and plus an autographed football from one of the Giants. Perry Williams. He was on the Super Bowl team, too.
Perry Williams.
Cornerback. Wow. That's all I can get at that golf tournament.
Perry Williams.
That's Perry Williams.
Yes.
Oof.
Wow. Gary.
Were they sold out of Brad Van Pelt?
How many autographs have I gotten you?
No,
I got you Abdul, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, really?
He got me Abdul-Jabbar. He got me Gene Simmons a long time ago. Ron Jeremy before I met him.
You get me Jordan's autograph, then I know you for real.
I can get you Anthony Mason.
Well, he said Jordan.
Jordan Mason.
Any black over 6 feet.
The doorman at the building or something.
All right, you want Jordan's?
Gary, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Hey. You guys are killing today. Hey, Norton, you're a comedic god, and that worthy card, that is his rookie card. First year they haven't made basketball cards in a long time.
Oh, really?
Dude, yeah.
So this is an 86 Fleer.
86 Fleer. It's a red card, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's his rookie.
Ooh. Red white. Oh, this is rookie.
Don't you agree with
Look
the caller?
Look at you,
Thank
Gary.
You,
you know everything.
Are you like it? Really? It's cool. How much does it worth?
Probably $25-$30.
Okay, thanks, man.
Have a good holiday.
Hey, look at that.
Whoa.
See, mouthing off.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what's up?
Not much. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, I can tell you why the baseball's from St. Joseph's School for the Blind. Because I volunteered for a golf tournament to benefit the School for the Blind.
Right, okay. That makes sense. He's already explained the golf tournament thing.
It's the Phil Rizzuto Celebrity Golf Tournament. We have both the silent and a live auction. Check this out. At this year's silent auction, I bet on and got a book signed by Bob Hope, because don't know how much longer he's going to be with us. So it's legit.
Thank you.
Torture! It's torture!
It certainly is.
Wow.
Now Boston wants in, Anthony.
Oh, why?
I don't know. The cities are going at it today. Eric, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I want to send an FU to every city that ain't Boston. They're all throwing their bail balls around. We're the only ones that threw you guys out. Hey, yeah. Norton's the president, okay, boys?
He's right. They throw beer, batteries, they're arguing what they throw. Boston threw us out.
Threw us out.
Bastards.
That's funny.
Ask never to return.
Don't come back here.
Let's play Police Got My Car, huh? As we go to break, and then we'll get the topless bartenders in here. They're going to mix some drinks for us today.
I heard this song, a favorite of the head of Infinity Broadcasting. Did you hear about that?
The head of...
Fareed. He asked for a copy burned.
The fake head of Infinity Broadcasting.
The figurehead.
The figurehead, right.
Come on, didn't you get your nice card from Fareed and everything?
Yeah.
I have it prominently displayed on my desk.
Do you?
Yes, very proud that the...
mine's right next to the Kreskin Christmas card.
The head of Infinity Broadcasting thinks about Opie and Anthony. He doesn't send a fake little card. It's written out and signed and very nice. Ooh. Thank you, Fareed. Ooh. That was a very nice gesture.
Look at you kissing ass today.
What?
A little paranoid.
He actually called up, though, and asked for a copy of this song. From Brother Joe's Police Got My Car. I'm not sure if it's that he liked it or he's trying to get in on the copyright infringement with
Bob Rivers.
But no, who actually got the call from him?
Ken Stevens.
Ken did.
GM Ken.
And Ken said that he really enjoyed Joe's song and to burn a copy immediately.
All right, well, here it is. Brother Joe's latest creation.
Hey, man, you want to go out and get a beer and burn one or something?
I can't, man. The police, they got my car.
What do you mean the police got your car?
Just what I said. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
You stupid ass. The police, they got my car.
Dude, I can't believe the police got your car.
Ah, shut up, man.
Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving home from the bar.
Dude, that really sucks.
Police got my car. Police got my car. The police got my car. got my car. Well, I was driving drunk from the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas so I can go drink at the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas so I can go get drunk at the bar. Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving, getting stoned in South Central.
Dude, that don't rhyme.
Shut up, man. Police got my car. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
Police got my car while I was driving home drunk from the bar.
You got a Dewey, man.
You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. I told my bitch I'd have my Chevy for Christmas so we could get drunk at the bar. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas.
Dick,
I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas so we could go get drunk at the bar.
Calm down, man.
Ah, shut up, man.
Хорошо, у них есть эти большие тыцки.
Whip around. Wednesday. Off the hook, yo.
Opie and Anthony.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys. Mornings. Don and Mike. Middays. Opie and Anthony. Afternoons. Ron and Fez. Nights.
1027 WNEW.
Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, Christmas is near, shop, have a beer. Christmas shopping shouldn't be hard, give your friends a Hooters gift card. Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, shop where it's cool, right from your stool. Calendars and Hooters golf bags, lots of stuff with low, low price tags. Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, Christmas is near, gift cards are here. Good at Hooters everywhere now, buy your friends some Hooters gear, wow. Hooters gifts are always favored. Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, Christmas is near, shop, have a beer. Christmas shopping shouldn't be hard, give your friends a Hooters gift card. Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, shop where it's cool, right from your stool. Calendars and Hooters golf bags, lots of stuff with low, low price tags. Eat chicken wings, buy Hooters things, Christmas is near, gift cards are here. Good at Hooters everywhere now, buy your friends some Hooters gear, wow. Hooters gifts are always favored.
Visit the one and only original Hooters right here in New York City at 56th and Broadway for great gift ideas.
Anthony, New York Sports Club.
Let Norton just pat your ass. He wants to pat. I'm working for you,
If Norton. You want a butt like that, go to New York Sports Clubs. I don't know.
New York Sports Clubs. That's right. They got over 80 locations in the tri-state area. For one near you, 1-800-301-1231. The best part, New York Sports Clubs gives the month-to-month memberships. You're not locked into an annual contract. None of that long-term financial commitment. Unlike other gyms, you're not locked in. New York Sports Club, you decide how long you want to be a member. It's very important. New York Sports Club, you find tons of equipment and amazing classes. They got military camp, yoga, Pilates, ultimate conditioning. You never get bored. You only get fit. Call them up. 1-800-301-1231. Stop by any New York Sports Club today and get their special holiday gift rate. Merry Christmas. To find the New York Sports Club in your neighborhood, give them a call. 1-800-301-1231. New York Sports Clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Be a Scrooge for the holidays. Bring Sam Adams home this year. Don't be a cheap one for the holidays. Serve America's best tasting beer. You can rock your top and deck your halls. From your tailgates to your formal balls. Don't chintz out for the holidays.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Sam Adams, wishing you holiday cheer.
Hey, you want a twisted tea?
You mean the hard iced tea with the twist?
Yeah. You want one?
Yeah, but not in this outfit.
What are you talking about?
You know, there's a party in every bottle of twisted tea. Haven't you heard?
Yeah, whatever. Can I open this now?
Hold on, are you sure you want to be wearing those tacky gym shorts? At least she didn't say anything about your sandals.
New smooth, easy drinking twisted tea. Hard iced tea with 5% alcohol by volume. Twisted tea. Pop open a party.
Happy holidays from Legend Pharmacies. Stop by your local Legend Pharmacy, your one-stop center for holiday gifts. Call 1-877-452-9365.
Geico Auto Insurance. You don't have to sacrifice service to save money. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct. The sensible alternative.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know what your bed's like.
My mattress has got a big gully in the middle and I just roll from one side to the other.
My mattress is a little too lumpy.
Lumpy's not good?
No, lumpy's not so good.
I thought it was a great bed when we bought it, but it isn't.
What's your bed like?
It's very lonely.
Okay.
The mattress has a rough edge to it, and when I hit that, it kind of wakes me up.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleepy, Style-A-Mattress, Macy's, or Klein Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding store near you or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
Nice.
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
You try it.
Can you sing it for me?
Nah, let them do it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, yeah.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
Okay, this is it. The last week for holiday shopping. And Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works. Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob's.
All right, for those of you who think you can't afford to drive a Mitsubishi Galant, think about this. Right now you can lease a 2002 Galant DE for only $209 a month for 42 months. Yeah, $209 a month for 42 months for a new 2002 Mitsubishi Galant. Of course, if you think a lease isn't right for you, wrap your brain around this. You can buy a new Mitsubishi Galant for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. And if you're thinking maybe a Galant isn't the right sedan for you, think again. The Galant is the fastest-growing Japanese sedan in its class. Of course, if you're still undecided, stop thinking so much.
Now there's two ways to get a Mitsubishi Galant. Buy one for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003, or lease a 2002 Galant DE for $209 a month for 42 months. Hurry, this deal ends soon. $1,709 due at lease signing. Includes required refundable security deposit, tax title license, etc., or extra excess mileage charge of 15 cents per mile over 12,000 miles per year. Important program and credit restrictions apply. Not all customers will qualify. Call 1-888-MITSU-2002 for details.
We at Nike and Modell Sporting Goods wanted to spend some time with Lance Armstrong, who just this past July won his third consecutive Tour de France. Lance trains nearly every day, rain, wind, or snow. By tagging along with his coach, we were able to track him down. Here, high up a winding road in the snowy Alps, Lance is riding alone, 4 hours into his training day.
Lance, we're going with the car to where you can ride. Prepare your clothes and some tea and stuff. Okay?
What if I keep going?
You can't. 3 meters of snow.
From the sides?
OK. guy says you can, there's no way you can ride. No way.
Who says that?
You might not have plans to race around France for 3 weeks, but there's always something on your training calendar. Get to Model Sporting Goods for the best in all-weather Nike gear, like the Air Terra Contego.
Training in this weather. Nobody sees that.
Don't let winter get off so easy this year. Enjoy the weather.
Suburban Driveway, 1700 hours.
Dirk Striker to the hoop. Bulls up, nothing but net.
Offensive foul, Dad.
In your dreams, Rick.
Grandma said you'd cheat.
I will set Grandma straight tonight.
You're taking her to the movies, right?
Roger that.
Isn't that Grandma up there?
Hello?
Request permission to land, son.
State your intent, ma'am.
Transport you and your wife to movies in case of freeway congestion.
Tickets already secured.
Clarify, sir.
MovieTickets.com, Mom.
Yeah, Dad logged on, watched some trailers.
Picked a movie you'd like. Favorite theater, best time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, tickets accomplished.
We'll zip right to the automated box office.
MovieTickets.com. In that case, I'm out of here.
New rendezvous, 1900 hours sharp.
10-4. And I saw that play, Dirk. You fouled him.
See, Dad?
Now, son, Grandma was a pro wrestler. She knows nothing about basketball.
Uh-huh.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it.
These days, there are no free rides. That's why you need an ATV that can really take care of business. That's why you need the Traxxer from Bombardier, with the muscle and the moves to tackle any task you set for it. This holiday season, you can find the Bombardier Traxxer and Quest 650 ATVs at Sunrise Power Sports, located at 86 Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York, your ATV headquarters. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll find a large selection of ATVs to suit every style and taste, from sport ATVs for those adventurous rides in the woods to work ATVs that'll handle the long haul and back. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll also find a large selection of motorcycles to suit every taste and style. And it's never too soon to start thinking about buying your Sea-Doo watercraft. From now through the end of the year, Sunrise Power Sports is featuring special pricing on selected ATVs, motorcycles, and accessories. Shop now and buy that special someone a gift they'll always remember, especially if that someone is you. Sunrise Power Sports, 86 Sunrise Highway, 1 mile west of the Meadowbrook Parkway, 516-377-6900. That's 516-377-6900.
If you've ever had the flu, you know how bad it can be. So why not do everything you can to avoid getting it? Like, how about getting a flu shot? If you think it's too late, think again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says anyone who hasn't gotten a flu shot yet can still get one through the end of December and later. So remember, it's not too late to vaccinate. See a healthcare professional and find out if the flu vaccine is right for you.
This message has been brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
Need a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Right now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Now get unlimited entertainment. 9 premium channels free for 6 months. A $90 value. Get your Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with any DirecTV Total Choice package. Now at Best Buy, Blockbuster, Circuit City, or Radio Shack. Or call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145.
Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and the desperate one that made. Get up, come on, get down.
Hey, we got down with the sickness on the Opie and Anthony Show this past year, huh? Topless bartenders, Anthony.
Yeah.
The lovely Vanessa, Angelica, and Jessica making their way into the studio from Bacardi.
Monkey Man. Hey, hi, how are you? All right, a Bacardi hat.
Nice.
And fuzzy Bacardi dice. Oh, this thing.
They're not topless.
I forgot about that.
They're not topless. They're wearing, go around. Yeah. Oh, not over the equipment. Wow. That would be a faux pas.
A what? A faux pas? Thank you.
There you go. I like the Bacardi hat.
Thank you.
That's nice.
We got Bacardi presents, Anthony.
Yes, Bacardi fuzzy dice.
Oh, hang them in your rearview mirror, then you'll get a criminal record and grow a foreskin.
Jimmy! Phone's not working. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it seven again?
Is it seven? Is it B, not A?
No, it might be three to that. No, it's not even three. Okay. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Jimmy from Boston, how are you?
Not pretty good. I just want to give a big F you to Dallas, Texas, because their football team sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dallas can't even defend themselves.
Not till tonight.
Not till tonight. They're on tape delay.
Some guy's going to call up and go, look, I want to talk to that guy.
Right.
And the guy will be like, dude, it's midnight.
It's midnight.
The hell do you want to talk to?
Yeah, hey, dude, the Cowboys actually look good against the Seahawks.
Yeah, they look good, but they ain't going to... Well, they actually have a chance at the wild card shot at the playoffs. I doubt they're going to make it.
All right.
Same thing with the Jets and the Bills. Go Pats.
Let's leave Dallas and Chicago alone today. They can't defend themselves.
Yep.
And they won't be able to defend themselves until after the Christmas and Christmas break.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you later.
You too. Bye. TJ, what's up?
What's going on, O.A.?
Hey.
I got a big F you for Boston.
Why?
They love fake radio.
Yeah! Dude, fake radio! All during my suspension, listen to my shift. Well, we'll be giving away tickets I stole from the boss.
Jackass.
You guys
right,
will...
TJ. This just in, the topless bartenders are wearing tops.
They're wearing tops, yes.
Bartenders are wearing tops.
Oh, wait a minute.
This just in, the topless bartenders are wearing tops.
Ryan, are you
talking to the radio?
Repeat what the guy said on the radio, guy.
Ryan,
yo, what's up, boys?
You're on the radio as the girls lose their top.
Yeah.
Hey, what a spot to put me in.
Lovely. Oh, look at the glitter.
Yeah, I got a big ass.
You got glitter. Hey, they got glitter around their their hips. Thingies there. Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Is the camera there? Are we gonna see some camera action of this?
Yeah, let me see.
Speaking about the camera.
Wow. Wait.
What's wrong with the camera?
This is unbelievable.
I had a little F you from the last time I was on the show.
Oh, there we go. What's the problem?
You were on the show a year ago. You've been saving your F you for a year?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Because I knew I was going to return.
All right, what happened?
So, no, with the website, a lot of people had nasty things to say and...
About you?
About you?
What the hell were they saying?
Cranky.
That I was a beached whale.
No, what?
Perfect.
Solid.
On this program.
Are you kidding me?
Could you imagine?
I don't...
The abuse.
They're looking at you right now on the stinky camera.
I don't think.
Give me your best pose. The camera's on you right now.
I don't even want to show them anything because...
No, you show them. They're nice.
Oh,
they're nice guys.
All right.
Where's the camera?
All right, hold on.
It's the little one right there. That little round one. Rick, set it up.
Rick will set up the camera.
It's my ass.
All right, Ryan. All right, she's showing her best ass
up.
Ryan, go ahead. What do you have for the show?
Yeah, man, I got a nice FU to go out to whoever's in charge of your marketing out there.
Uh-huh.
And your advertising, man. What's up with the 3-hour commercials and your 4-hour time slot?
Oh, that's going to change soon, man.
Hey.
Yeah, I understand, man. We changed the channel. You don't want to listen to
we're making
commercials,
the,
man.
We're making the Opie and Anthony show more gooder next year.
More gooder?
Yes, we have. We've worked
a more gooder show.
We've worked on a lot of things, and they go into effect when we come back from Christmas vacation.
Sweet.
All right, Ryan, thank you.
Yo, man, we want more of you. Let's see damn commercials.
All right. Well, that will happen. I guarantee
yes.
it. That's a guarantee.
So do you guys like your drinks?
We love our drinks. We love the scenery.
Yeah,
we love the little Santa hats.
Mojitos.
This is a mojito?
Yes, we also have Bat and Cokes available.
Well, why don't you explain what a mojito
is? It's got, like, veggies in it.
No. Hi, Angelica. It's a drink from Cuba, actually. It's a simple sugar.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's also fresh mint, limes, club soda, and Bacardi Light rum.
Ah.
It's kind of refreshing, right?
I don't see anything, Rick.
It's tasty. It's very tasty.
It's very
I like
nice.
It. Doug, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Sunday afternoon, me and Voss were trying to hook up with this chick from the gym. We didn't know her husband was standing right next to us.
I know. I'm going, look.
What
how,
happened?
There's this girl working out.
Oh, beautiful.
Standing next to Doug. I'm going, look how fine she is, how hot she is, right? And she walks by. I go, I'm hitting on her, and her husband is right next to Doug on the other.
And I said to the guy, she's got some rack, doesn't she?
I know.
He looked right in my face and didn't say a word. I'm like, what the hell is with this guy?
Huh. And it was the husband?
It was the husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Voss said to the girl, you know, I'm a comedian. She said.
No, she asked I was a comic.
She said to you, I was a comic. She said, you don't look like one.
Oh, okay.
And I said in the back, he doesn't sound like one either.
Oh, look at Doug.
Nah, you're... Can
you be doing somebody's hair right now?
I just finished.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a hairdresser. You didn't...
I own a hair salon, I told you.
A hair salon.
This is normal.
Doug.
Doug, you own a hair salon?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, why?
You just don't look like the type, that's all.
Well, what type do I look like?
You look like a
what
tough
are you
guy.
Saying, Opie?
A he's tough a, guy.
Are you saying he's a faggot?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you said?
You said, Opie, you said that, really?
Hold on, Doug. No, I didn't, because I saw you.
Oh, what am I supposed to
hold
look
on!
Like?
I am stopping this.
You're stereotyping right there.
God, damn. I can't believe he's calling you a faggot.
I look like a hairstyle. What am I supposed to
no,
look
No, I didn't say you look like a hairstyle.
You said you don't look like a hairstyle. It's the same thing.
Hey, dude, when
now I'm not getting my hockey tapes, Anthony.
No, hockey tapes.
When you're applying mousse, do you aim it for your face?
No. What kind of hockey tapes you getting them? Field hockey or the real hockey?
No, hockey fights.
Oh, really?
The good ones when all mayhem broke out on the ice.
Yeah, the good old days.
Not the pussy fights we have today.
I don't. Oh. So you're stereotyping me now. I can't believe you really said that.
Dude, you don't look like a guy that would own a hair salon.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand.
You look like a tough guy when you came in and,
so you're
and scared
you're
the hell out of Earl. I was a little scared.
Is so that you're the
saying
guy?
No,
that's
so
the guy.
That red-faced Irish maniac owns a hair salon?
That's what I'm saying.
Irish maniac. I'm full Italian, I hate to tell you.
You look Irish, though. You just look like one of those angry dudes from, Hell's Kitchen.
He looks just like my cousin like Ricky, actually.
He should own a...
So, Opie, just do me a favor. Explain.
Does that mean there's a gay guy somewhere pouring cement?
So you say I don't look like a hairstylist. Now, just explain. What does that mean? Seriously.
I think that was a compliment. Hold on. We can't hold on.
What does that mean?
Boyfriend calling?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. I need my hockey fight tapes. All right, Doug.
Take it easy, guys.
Merry Christmas.
There he goes.
Doug's a good guy.
Twinkle Toes, I think they call him.
He is scary, man. I wouldn't
want to
mess with
him. I see him in the gym all the time. He does absolutely nothing there. He's one of those guys that sit on
the walk around the gym guys?
Yeah.
Wait,
hi, ladies.
The other girl wants to say something. Did you talk yet?
Did you talk yet?
That's all you want to say?
Who's Christy?
Please say lesbian lover. No? Cousin?
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Hey, dude, can I...
Hold on.
Right? Up to the mic.
Yes, Jim?
I just wanted to really quick thank all the people, man, that contacted me yesterday. They said that we announced that website yesterday, and 20,000 people hit it.
Wow.
So a lot of emails. Just thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not even 20,000. It's 20,000 people. So
that's
thank
nice,
you for all the emails. And
what's the website again?
Eatabullet.com. And you can link to Voss's site. Or
you had the most miserable picture of me on your website.
Oh, dude, you look like you're ready just to commit a murder. It's great.
While we're talking about websites...
here it comes.
They're allowed to say whatever they want. They're top.
I know.
Partybynights.com for Bacardi.
What's that?
Check out our events and stuff that we're doing. No topless pictures, though.
Okay. Hey, Voss, so you try picking up women at health clubs, just like you try to pick up women at strip clubs?
What are you talking about at strip clubs?
Anthony, yeah. Voss is the guy that we talk about on this show.
What do you mean?
Convinced he's got a shot with strippers.
Oh, no.
You're the guy.
Before you even start this, hold on. I hear, Norton, I'm sorry to inform you of this, 10,000 of those hits was just Voss wanting to see his link. it's sad. It's so sad. Okay. Now, Voss, you think when you go into a strip club, you're the guy that thinks he has a shot with the strippers?
No, we have a witness, my friend.
Who? Who's the witness? First of all...
Wait, the hot one wants to... One of the hot ones, I should say. You're all hot. What do you want to say?
A rocket scientist. I have a lot in common with her. Listen, when I went to the strip club...
Be nice, she's just learning how to speak.
When I went to the strip club the other night, sometimes you could tell when you're talking to a girl if they're...
Shut up!
Oh, my God! Stop right there. Cut your losses. Wait,
not perceptive.
Oh, my God. Let's hear the end of that sentence.
Well, listen, you can tell when they're working you. Or when they're not working you, don't you think so?
No,
they're
you
can't. Always working you.
Always.
Yeah, she was a hooker, but she made eye contact. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're convinced that the girls actually like you in the strip club?
No, not the girls. No, of course not.
One girl.
The guys?
One girl.
What are you talking about?
No, maybe the one girl I was talking to.
One girl. How much money did you spend on her?
I saw him, or I watched him talking to this hot girl, and she's sipping a champagne, and I'm like, if this dummy bought her a lady's drink, I'm gonna punch him. And I talked to him later. He's like, I was doing good. I gave her my card. And I'm like, what about the drink? He's like, well, I bought her a drink. It was $15. I'm like, that's why she spoke to you. You bought a lady's drink.
Okay, that's where you're wrong. Because I sat and talked to her for 45 minutes. Don't you think she could have made more money doing dances?
No, because they were all just sitting around.
No, they were all doing dances.
God,
no. Okay, here's the bet.
No.
And I gave her my card. Like, what is she going to do?
The card.
Any of you ladies stripped before?
No. No one's danced? No?
No? We wanted to get a point of view.
Okay.
I used to work in strip clubs.
You used to work in strip clubs?
So you know the girls and stuff and the way they are.
Oh, forget it.
Kind of, they're working the guys.
Definitely. I help them. I used to help them.
Really? And they like when the guys order them those fancy drinks and stuff and champagne.
Cosmopolitans.
Yeah, that cost $15.
You know what's really good, actually? Bacardi Limon Cosmopolitan.
If she's drinking a $15 drink, it better be right out of my mule.
Absolutely. So, Voss, how much time did you waste?
Champagne with a hip chaser.
All right, how much time did you waste on the stripper the other
night? I didn't waste any time. I sat and talked to her.
Waste.
How long?
I don't know, 40 minutes maybe?
And what'd you get in the end? Phone number? Got a phone number,
no,
right?
I don't. You know what I do?
Nothing.
Here's what I do. See, I'm not like these guys that, I got a phone number. I give them my number because if they call, then you know they're interested.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And has she called yet?
It's only been 2 days. I said next week to call me, to come see me next week. Work, right? I'll tell you what. If she calls me, you guys are wrong on this one, okay?
All right.
No problem. She might ask you just to mail her some cash, you idiot. She didn't like you. I watched him.
You watched the whole scene.
Dude,
right?
I've dated dancers and ex-dancers. I'm telling you, they're working you. And it's great watching him lean in like they're having a meaningful moment while she sips $15 champagne. I gave her my card.
Oh, $15 champagne? You spend $3,000 on lap dances. What's $15?
But I know they hate my guts. That's one of the things I like about it. I just sit there, go ahead, rub it on there. Bye-bye. I know they're not interested in me. That turns me on.
You're scaring the girls.
Right. And another thing, I'm not, listen.
Funny, actually.
And they usually don't get this pretty in the studio.
They're very hot, these three girls.
I'm not being mean to them.
The one girl's giving you a look. She's scared.
That doesn't matter.
You all right with him?
I'm fine.
Yeah, she's...
All right. All right. She's a little horrified.
Why? I'm not saying anything mean. I just...
Okay, see, I'm not a pearl at the dance club.
What's up, ladies?
Danny, what's up?
What's going on? Listen, before you hang up, I got to complain about the show.
We're not doing that today. We're in a good mood, my friend. Ha ha. He wanted to say that.
He wanted to say you girls were hot.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wanted to add in an insult
first. Well, your body's all
first.
Over the stinky cam. Don't slouch, though.
All three of them are good looking.
There you go.
Don't slouch, because then the bad email's going to come in.
I know, but you know what?
Talk into the mic.
No, that's great.
Every picture has to go on this thing now.
Right there.
Well, it updates every, like, 12
it's
seconds.
Cool.
Wow,
seconds.
Way.
Right? Quick. I think everything's
hanging. Oh, my God.
Why don't you say hello to some people?
Then pull that down. Show it, God damn it.
They're like
what are you doing? No one wants to see...
Rick, your arm is in dumper view.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Wow. Come on.
All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up? Hey, Bill.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. I want to talk about how Dave Schultz beats the crap out of some guy. That looks like like Schwarzkopf wants to beat the crap out of Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Bill. You're talking about the hockey fight.
Dave Schultz from the Flyers beats the snot out of some guy from Edmonton.
All right, I can't wait to see that tape.
All right.
Thank you.
Everyone's starting their parties a little early, I think.
I do believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, John, the intern's on the line here.
Oh, thank goodness.
John?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
We finally read your term paper.
Was it horrific?
Huh?
Was it horrific?
Horrific?
Yeah.
Did you get a grade on the paper yet?
No, not horrific.
I'll be receiving the grade in about an hour, actually. I have the class at 5:45.
Well, let us know how you do. If I was scoring it on accuracy, I would have to give you an F. F.
You guys
on Opie and Anthony show history accuracy, I give you an F.
Uh-oh.
Here's what happened. He did a whole, what do you call this these days?
Term paper?
A term paper. What do I know? On an examination of the shock format in talk radio.
Ugh.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Did you run your fingers through that awful perm while you were writing it?
Oh my God.
John Holmes, 1971 head.
Not that bad.
So, he wanted to interview me and him for this paper. And we're like, okay, what the hell? We kept putting it off, and then it's like, screw it.
And he did roll tape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the tape still.
The first thing we said is, oh, are you going to ask us how we got together to do the show? Because as a joke, because everyone asks that. It's the same story. If you want to know that, you can pick up 18,000 publications we've been in and read how it became the Opie and Anthony show from the Opie show when he was at BAB on Long Island.
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't ask it because I guess we assumed you knew it and we had told you that
no,
it
we did
was everywhere.
Him. And he says, no. I'm
he
not.
Goes, I know.
I know.
That's why he didn't ask.
Right.
Well, you got it completely wrong.
Uh-oh. What exactly was wrong? Dude. I thought I was pretty accurate.
Read from his term paper.
Oh, right. Opie and Anthony began their careers in a very different way. Greg Opie Hughes.
Ooh, wow, you got something on me, John. My real name.
Wow. Began his radio career in earnest.
In earnest?
What does that mean there, in earnest?
Why did you throw that in?
Why did you throw in earnest in?
Is Ernest a program director?
I think Ernest was just in seriousness and seriously pursuing success.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, so
and I'm skipping through life with my shoelaces untied.
So the 10 years I spent in radio before BAB was just me goofing off, right?
Well, no, not necessarily, but...
Yeah, it began in earnest as an evening DJ on Long Island station
so
BAB.
So after doing it 10 or 11 years, I decided to take it seriously.
Then it was in earnest.
Right.
All the stations before.
Right. Ernest does radio, you tool.
Ernest does... Hey, Vern, I'm on the radio.
Right.
All right, in earnest. During his show at night, the station's air conditioning was being repaired.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
Dude, how do you think Ed and I got together, John?
I thought it was something along the lines, I believe I read it somewhere, that that Ant was doing Tanaga to BAB, and... Alright, he submitted Gun Electric Shock OJ to your show on BAB. He came in to play it live. And you guys got along, right?
But well, put that in your paper.
Yeah, but he wasn't working on the air conditioning.
I wasn't working on the air conditioning at BAB. Here it is. He goes, during the night show, the station's air conditioning was being repaired. One of the maintenance crew submitted a song for the contest Hughes was running.
Oh, boy.
The name was Gun Electric Shock OJ. The repairman, Anthony Cumia, submitted the song. I'm like the Maytag repairman. I'm going there and I'm dropping tapes on Opie's head as he's working, and I'm crawling through ductwork.
One of the maintenance crew.
I
was the
like
maintenance
that.
Crew for BAB.
You were one of the maintenance crew. They were all they were all very talented, Ant, but you had the most talent.
Jesus
in the crew.
Christ. Goes into nothing about how, you know, I'd spent years writing music and song parodies and... No, I threw a tape together and dropped it on Opie's head while I pushed a vent out in the studio, like Mission Impossible.
While I was spinning a Jethro Tull record.
Jethro Tull record, and finally going into a career in radio in earnest.
In earnest, after goofing off for 12 years.
You know something? I was looking for Ernest to give that tape to. I saw Opie, and I thought he was Ernest. Jesus Christ. The chemistry between Hughes and Cumia was readily apparent, and the two got married in September. And the two began doing a regular show together. I mean...
And what year did we get fired from Boston, John?
Ah, what year did we get fired?
These are
probably one of the biggest radio stories ever.
Right.
And it was written in numerous papers.
This is basic O&A knowledge. I bet you some of the new cities even know the answer to that.
Yep.
I have a feeling it's not 96 like I put in the paper.
Well, correct? You put 95 in the paper.
Oh, okay. So
and,
it's not...
and it was 98.
Okay. What's
3 years when you're not really earnest?
Right. 95, he says we got fired. We got hired in 90. You got it all wrong.
Hold on. Our wise-ass listeners want it. Hold on.
Thank God.
Hold on.
Somebody better have something to say about us.
You're hot!
Sorry.
I'll tell you, instant feedback coming in.
Let's get all the girls on the stinky cat.
All the guys think you are so hot.
Oh, the one doesn't want... Oh. Okay.
No?
Oh, well. Boyfriend listening. Yep. I know how that goes.
Well, that's okay. We got a lovely girl up here right now.
Very nice.
Move those fuzzy dice and the cup, could you please?
Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, John got it all wrong. This is how you met.
Opie was walking down the street with some peanut butter, and and Anthony had some chalk, and you bumped into each other. Right? I got it right.
I got chocolate in his peanut butter, yeah.
And I got peanut butter in his chocolate.
Yeah.
You're a tool, man.
Take it easy.
That's funny. Very good. All right, let's go back to John.
That's good, Voss. Just sit and move the hot chick over. That's smart.
That's
There's
smart.
A hot chick sitting next to me, and he comes back in and just takes the seat.
He needs to sit next to you. He sits next to you every night at the Comedy Cellar, but he needs to sit next to you in the studio today.
Anything else about John's paper? That's pretty much it. Then he goes on to, John, you're supposed to have this graded in an hour?
It's get graded already. I will get the grade back in an hour, yeah.
Did you wake the teacher up that was grading it, the professor? No?
No. He's probably long asleep.
You might have to do that.
Yeah, probably. It is pretty boring, isn't it?
Not very exciting. I was trying to read some of it, but I got past the first part. Now, do you understand you should have maybe looked into some of the facts a little better?
Yes, I assumed a little too much there. So.
There you go.
I'm
Did
sorry.
You have fun at Paisano's last night discussing your ideas about radio to Jeremy Coleman, the PD?
Yeah, we talked about pie charts. It was quite cool, actually.
He's talking about pie charts and what he learned in what he's learning in school about broadcasting.
Pie charts never work.
Oh, all right, John. Well, good luck to you.
All right,
Norton. Anything you'd like to say in parting to John the intern today?
Drink a bottle of Bacardi.
Oh, the Bacardi.
Then write a paper.
Getting in on the action. I just hung up on John. He's done, Anthony.
He's porno.
He really does.
The city's going at it today, and Otis wants in. Otis.
Hey, this is Otis, the guy with the bottles earlier. Here's a big FU to San Francisco for inventing the HIV.
I didn't invent the HIV.
They're going at it now, Anthony.
There's another one for Voss's dad's penis, a.k.a. the hack shooter.
Right back in he comes.
All right. Pete wants in. Pete, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, guys. You should rename the show Ernest and the Maintenance Man.
Yeah. Ernest and the Maintenance Man.
Hey, I got a story for that tool, Voss, about a stripper in Anthony's favorite spot, the Tender Trap. This girl asked me for my card. I gave her my card and called me the next day. Oh, I want to hang out with you, this, that. I go up there like 2 days later. Hangs out with me for like 5 minutes, goes, oh, I want to come dance with you. She takes me over to a regular chair, sits me down, dances for me for about 3 minutes, and then wants $60.
I set you up.
Yep, just like him.
Should have got full service, dude.
I walked out. I didn't give her anything. I walked out of there.
Yeah, but you got to know, when they're calling you like that, they're escorts, which is fine, but you just got to know that.
All right.
So she called you, and then the next time you saw her at the bar?
Yeah.
She
came up. I was sitting down. She came up to me.
Because now you're friends. Now you're friends. It's like, hey, come here. Sit in this chair. I'll give you a dance. And you're like, oh, it's a freebie because now we're pals.
Exactly.
And you sit down, do it, and she goes, $60.
3 minutes. Not even one song.
If she called you to hang out, why didn't you get her back to your place? Why did you go back in there to hang out?
Because I was working that night, and I just happened to be in that area.
Oh, is that the way you do it, Voss?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they call and say, let's hang out, you're not going to go to where she works.
Right.
You're going to go, you know, take her out to a nice place, you know, like Great Papayas or something good, you know.
He's a tool.
You shove a hot dog down her throat and bang her while she's puking.
Yeah. You know. Great.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, guys.
All right, so we got the topless bartenders here from Bacardi, Anthony.
Uh-huh.
You think any more ladies will show up for the litter box?
Oh, what do we do? Ooh.
What were you guys going to tell us?
Oh, this is like a thing.
This is so great.
I thought she just more
filthy. Filthy.
Hey, potty mouth.
Filthy.
Letter.
No.
Say it anymore. No. Don't say that anymore.
It's just sit there looking beautiful, okay? Stop.
No.
Can't say it.
Oh,
my God.
Don't say anything that has to do with it.
We're responsible broadcasters. Wait, I turned your mic off.
Everyone's mic is off because now we're in
mics that were close to the
we're in emergency mode. We're in emergency mode.
We lost all our delay.
Hold on. We lost. Yeah, we have no more delay because the girls are talking about something they shouldn't be talking about. Here's the deal. There are certain times that it's, and now don't repeat anything.
Don't say
there are certain times that you're able to say that, what you said and what you said.
Okay.
But considering what we're doing, you can't say it. Because in the context it's in is different. I'm arguing context with naked girls.
Yeah, we're on the air. You guys continue.
So just don't mention it.
We'll do the broadcast.
Don't even come close to mentioning. Don't try to be clever and mention it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'll just keep talking about Bacardi.
There you go.
You just got to be careful because Strom Thurmond back there.
New York partybynight.com.
Well, you can give out the website. You don't have to sneak it in. What's the website?
No, it's partybynight.com. But you can see my pictures on NewYorkPartyByNight.com.
Or you can see him here through the stinky cam.
No nudity on that?
This is true.
All right. Anthony. No nudity on that site?
No.
Also doing, what did we learn this year on the Opie and Anthony show?
Yes.
Joseph from Hoboken. My favorite O&A moment of 2001 was the Russell Crowe interview.
Ah, remember that?
I've never heard a more controversial, revealing interview of a Hollywood star on the radio.
See, most people interview him, it's all fluff. We got some answers from that guy.
Mike from Long Island. This year I learned saying your mom's box is a great way to leave a show.
Even if you're not leaving.
And Gay Marco goes to the pizza place late at night to pick up men. Danny from Jersey. I learned that Dice loves to argue with his own sound bites. West Coast Dave. This year I learned that the last time the Red Sox won the World Series, Ronald Reagan was in first grade. City's going at it today, Anthony. It's ugly out there.
Yeah.
Tom from Philly. Voss got new sneakers. At least it's something new. Pooter Toots from RonFez.net. I learned this year, no matter how poor a decision a celebrity has made, they can always bring up the XFL to shut you guys up.
Oh, thanks.
Time plus tragedy equals comedy. Example, the Titanic slide, Columbine paintball, and the Rockaway Beach wave pool. Pete from Long Island. This year I learned that when Ken Stevens gets angry, he sounds like a homeless black man. And Drunken Tom from Philly. This year I learned more about Norton's sex life than I care to mention, you sick F.
Nice.
So those continue to come in. As we take a break, another Christmas song from Brother Joe, Anthony.
Right.
It's a, it's kind of a takeoff on a very famous Christmas song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might recognize
it. All right.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Tell us every year, you friggin' nerd. Glad to hear about your drunken grandma. That tanked up bitch got just what she deserved. Well, I spent that fateful Christmas with the dick that wrote this song. Granny drank whiskey with Quaaludes while toking sesame and from a bong. I tried to greet his evil grandma, but she kicked me in the nuts. She was sucking on a crack pipe, yelling, piss off, die, you bastard scumbag puss. Granny got run over by a reindeer. Every time I hear that song, I twitch. Don't feel bad about that psycho grandma. Grandpa paid old Santa off to hit the bitch. There was dinner on the table. Granny's crawling underneath. Didn't know what she was up to till I saw that big old smile on Uncle Pete. Granny left to score some Valium, took off running down the path. That's when old St. Nick, he creamed her. Grandpa thanked Rudolph while kissing Santa's ass. Granny got run over by a reindeer, copping dope outside on Christmas Eve. Good riddance to that evil demon grandma. As for me and grandpa, we're relieved.
Ho, 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 granny was a ho.
Let them hang like the animals they are.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings, Don and Mike, middays, Opie and Anthony, afternoons, Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
What's up, y'all? This is Red Man right here.
This is Method Man. Holla! And in honor of our upcoming new movie, How High, in theaters this holiday season, we're going to give you our version of a holiday favorite. Right. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a full scholarship to Harvard University.
Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two...
We're virgins.
Yeah, both of us.
And a full scholarship to Harvard University.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three sucker roommates.
You equals? I far equals.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I can't remember the rest.
And just skip it.
How high. Soundtrack on Jeff Jam UMD Soundtracks. With on pervasive drug use and language. And for sexual dialogue. Under 17, not admitted without parents. America Online keyword, How High. At theaters Friday.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right? Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
I know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas. You need the Stacker, too. It's going to help you lose weight. Stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. No. Stacker 2 curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds? Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that Stacker, Stacker 2.
Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub located in nearby West Orange on Pleasant Valley Way. Your one stop for great food and fun, making people laugh since 1982. Rascals is more than just a comedy club. It's an American adventure celebrating stand-up comedy. Need a cool place to have your corporate party? Then it's Rascals. Need a place for dinner? Then it's Rascals. Looking for the party this New Year's Eve? Then it's definitely Rascals. There's still space available for this New Year's Eve at Rascals, starring Joey Cola with comedy and dancing until 4 a.m. Call now to make your reservation, 973-736-2726. This week at Rascals, catch the Latino sensation Rich Ramirez and in their Ocean Township location, Rick Corso. This holiday season, Rascals and Fish are teaming up to help the homeless. Receive a complimentary admission on Tuesday and Wednesday by bringing in a coat donation. For showtimes and directions, call 973-736-2726. That's 973-736-2726 or go to www.rascals.net. Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub.
This holiday season, send the extraordinary gift that has been called the gift of a lifetime. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for the unique gift that shines forever.
Waiting for a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Stop waiting. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value, and the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Still looking for that perfect holiday gift? Well, listen up. Dragon's Den has the video game systems everybody wants. Xbox, PlayStation 2, GameCube, all of the coolest games, Grand Theft Auto 3, Metal Gear Solid, Max Payne, and a full gaming department including Warhammer 40K, D&D, Magic the Gathering, and Harry Potter.
Call 914-376-D-DEN. No one carries more action figures from McFarlane and Art Asylum. Skateboards from Tony Hawk and World Industries. Radio-controlled cars and airplanes including HBI and the Mighty T-Max. And check out Dragon's Den for comics and Japanese animations, sports cards and collectibles, and much, much more. The coolest store on the planet is located in the Cross County Shopping Center in Yonkers. Go to Dragon's Den now and you could win an Xbox. No purchase necessary. Call 914-376-D-DEN. That's 914-376-3336. Or visit Dragon's Den online at dentoys.com. Closer to Manhattan? Visit their sister store, Forbidden Planet.
This holiday, give someone's DVD collection a whole new beginning.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. The critics agree it's the best DVD produced today. See and hear Episode 1 like never before. VHS digitally mastered for superior sound and picture quality. The DigitalBits.com raves, it's the best Dolby Digital 5.1 sound we've heard on DVD. And that's just the beginning.
Always do.
This two-disc set is loaded with cool features you'll actually want to watch. See seven newly created scenes that DVDReview.com calls true gems. Hear the first-ever feature-length audio commentary from George Lucas. And enjoy an all-new documentary film, The Beginning, that DVDReview.com proclaims as the best behind-the-scenes documentary I've ever seen. This holiday, give someone's DVD player a workout. Star Wars Episode 1, the must-own DVD for any collection. Buy it today. Rated PG for sci-fi action violence.
Hey, it's those two guys from 7-Eleven, and special guest, Santa Claus.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mr. Claus, what's your secret?
Getting ahead, you know, making a list, etc.
Right now, you can get ahead with AT&T Free-to-Go Wireless at 7-Eleven.
Really?
Comes with a sweet Nokia 5165 phone.
Yeah?
And $50 of airtime, all for just $89.99. And with the mail-in offer, you can get a free $50 gift card good at select retailers.
Really?
So it's kind of like getting the phone and airtime for just $39.99. And that phone has great features like caller ID, voicemail, and domestic long distance. No annual contracts, no credit checks, or monthly bills.
Really?
Right now, when you buy at least $5 of merchandise or 10 gallons of gasoline at 7-Eleven, you can get a coupon book with offers from AT&T Wireless and others, plus a chance to win instant prizes.
Thank heaven.
Limited time offer where supplies last at participating stores. Other restrictions apply. See coupon book, brochure, and gift card offer for details, terms, and conditions. Void where prohibited.
The dealership that doesn't suck, O'Brien Nissan, says this year Santa wanted a Hummer to deliver the wiffle ball bats for Christmas. But he's coming to O'Brien Nissan for an all-new 2002 240-horsepower Xterra because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. No hassles, no haggle, no lame salesperson with the bad suit and Velcro hair. Just a family-owned and operated Nissan dealership that's been around for 43 years. Enjoy their relaxed family-buying experience that's second to none. There's always an O'Brien Nissan, whether you're coming from 17-4-287 or the Garden State Parkway. You can get to O'Brien fast. For your convenience, shop online at O'BrienNissan.com and get a complete listing of their extensive inventory, including pictures and pricing. Now, through December 31st, enjoy their best prices of the year with their annual year-end clearance event. So even though Santa wants a Hummer to drive this Christmas, he's still coming to O'Brien Nissan because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. Located right off Gothel Road exit on Route 208 in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Call 973-427-0200 and come back to O'Brien Nissan.
The station for sports guys, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, and Ron and Fez is this station. 1027 WNEW, New York.
Need a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Right now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Now get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. Get your Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with any DirecTV Total Choice package. Now at Best Buy, Blockbuster, Circuit City, or Radio Shack. Or call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145.
Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
John Madden here, and I love unwrapping Christmas boxes, especially when I know there's a gift in there from Rochester Big and Tall. And so will that big or tall guy on your gift list. Whether you want to get him a sweater, a shirt, or a jacket, the helpful staff at Rochester will make it easy to make the perfect gift selection, with stores all across the country and a great selection of top name brands.
That's right, John. And now with the kickoff of our store-wide winter sale, you can save up to 50% on your purchases.
Happy holidays from John Madden and Rochester Big and Tall.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, happy! I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag of useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. Hey, happy! I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag of useless. Not for long, my future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. I like the other one now, the new one. Get it cool, get the cool shoe shine. Gorillaz. Gorillaz rock. Love the video. Yeah.
Hey, Ann, last live show of the year, huh?
Yeah.
We got some great stuff planned for the next week and a half, though. A lot of stuff that we haven't played in a long time.
And the stuff for the other cities to kind of get in on.
And yeah, they could do some catch-up. A lot of inside jokes happen on the Opie and Anthony show, and some of those bits are going to be replayed while we're away for about a week and a half. Sex for Sam 2 will be on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
Homeless Shopping Spree 2 will be aired Christmas Eve. So tell your friends about that one. That was our best show of the year, I think.
Yeah. Turn on the Yule log on the TV, the volume down, and listen to that. Tender moment, tender holiday moment.
And coming in the year 2002, more Opie and Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
More show.
More gooder.
More show. We won a big battle with the suits.
Yeah.
More show. We got a pig outside the studio.
What? Dude, is...
What? What happened?
I thought I shut everything on.
What? Huh? What happened?
Just shut the sound off?
No, it just blasts out there. Everyone gets to hear the show
outside.
What
are you doing? Why are you saying that?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the girl that's going to...
Yeah. Yeah.
The second competitor?
Oh, we weren't talking about you. No. Of course we weren't talking about the
those
hot
girls
Bacardi
so,
topless
yeah.
bartenders.
They depress me. They're so good looking.
Aren't they pretty?
I can't even look at them. It just bugs me.
I really want to fight them.
We got this slob out there that wants to do the litter box.
Oh, my God.
Hey, kids, watch us act interested in about 10 minutes.
No, wait, take a picture with my top on.
No.
Like, they look good like this too,
I froze the picture of you with your top off on the stinky cam, the new stinky cam, the one that works that people log on to and can see the girls
nice,
in the studio.
But that's what you can see in like Maxim magazine.
Right.
Yeah, but I think I belong in Maxim magazine.
We got 14-year-old boys.
I think I belong
checking
in Maxim magazine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really.
Hey, how's Kaya doing?
Real quick. Can we get me on Maxim's mail?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, of course. We'll have auditions in the office after the show.
Yeah. All right. Oh, there you go. Now it's time to restart the camera.
All right, Sticky Cam is back working. Anthony, we are playing What Did We Learn on the Show this past year before we get that lovely lady outside the studio to come
right,
in.
Right, yeah.
She'll be the second lady to help us out with the litter box.
No, me neither. I'm looking out for that one.
The girls aren't excited about it.
Love the accents, ladies, by the way.
Do you love
the accents.
Where are you from, girls?
Long Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a surprise.
You know, no, I swear to God, I never would have guessed that.
I was thinking Pittsburgh.
Wow.
We talked last time.
Do you girls have
yeah.
anything?
Really?
We talked last time?
No, I don't remember that, though. Long Island?
Yeah, Long Island.
Huh.
Long Island?
Long Island.
I can't even tell, though.
Why, Long Island?
Like? No, there's no way I can't believe it. Let me guess. South of the LIE.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We are South Shore.
Oh, wow.
South Shore.
LIE, the Mason-Dixon line.
Is it around Bay Shore?
Yeah,
it's
is.
Right before Bay Shore, actually.
Wow!
Dude, I know my Long Island chick accents.
It's actually,
Yeah, but her hair's not big, though.
Yeah, well,
hair nice.
No.
You don't have the peacock.
Not anymore. Wow.
Heavy.
Oh, my God.
Where
have
you been?
Where you been?
All right. Come on, so guess the town.
Is it an islip?
No, it's not.
No, it's not one of the islips?
Yeah.
Deer Park.
That's what it'd be. Almost, but not quite.
Babylon.
Yes.
Baldwin. Babylon.
Actually, you know, we gotta specify because Babylon chicks are so not this hot.
But they're modest.
It's North Babylon. North Babylon.
North Babylon.
North Babylon.
My girls know who they are. Alex, Alina.
Hi, girls. Let's hang out on 231 tonight.
No. 231, I was like 8.
We'll hang out with the guys on 231 Babylon Speedway.
At the 7-Eleven.
And we'll race the cars. We'll sit in the Taco Bell parking lot.
Yeah.
And check out the fellas as they drive their rides by.
231 now one time?
What?
Huh? You could definitely have cruise 231, though, no?
Yeah, going to work. Not at night. See, those losers, they spend every dime
putting headers on their father's Nova and sitting in the parking lot, boom, 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 like they're going to get chicks.
All right, Anthony.
CPA for you. Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Those are pretty.
Oh, I have a cold if I'm nasally. It's not because
believe me, it's not a cold. It's the environment of Long Island. It's something to do with Shoreham and your sinuses.
It's the water.
All right. Well, the city's going at it, Anthony. Kevin wants in. Kevin, what's going on?
What's going on, O&A?
Hey.
Just want to give a big F you to Boston.
Why?
All your sports teams suck.
Oh, God.
Thanks for the terrorist tools. About the only good thing coming out of Boston is this nice frosty beverage I'm drinking.
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams. All right. Where are you calling from, Kevin?
Calling from PA.
PA, nice.
Thanks for the terrorist.
That's a good one.
Now Logan with their crack security.
Now you get Boston pissed.
Don't let O&A get away with saying the mayor's dead is an April Fool's joke, but just let the terrorists on the aircraft.
Tim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
What's up, tools? How you guys doing?
All right, man.
I would like to send a big F you out to all you New York Rangers fans who are now stuck with that twat, Eric Lindros. Everything may be going well for you right now, but once he's around a little bit, you're going to see why we didn't want him in Philly anymore.
All right, go Islanders. Thank you.
And also, I'd like to send an F you out to whoever it is. Who picks up the phone and screens all your calls when people call in?
Stinky, Rachel.
The chick is cool, but the dude, I was on hold trying to win Norton tickets the other day for 45 minutes, and he freaking hung up on me. I called back, waited until the show was over, told him what...
Now you're the dick, Opie.
Some more what do we learn on the Opie and Anthony show this year. Heywood from Yonkers. This year I learned Gary Goldstein works in Syracuse Radio. A facade is a false front. Mike Francesa's private stock of wine is a few bottles short. Opie watches NASCAR while Sandy is asleep. Brother Joe almost won a song parody contest on some morning show.
Yeah.
Typeaholic from the Philly Burbs. What did I learn this year? I learned that Britney Spears' virginity can be made more desirable by offering a Sosa rookie card. I learned that Norton is willing to drink from Ozzy's mule. I learned that the caves in Afghanistan are easier to navigate than foundrymusic.com. This is a really good one. I learned that the easy way to get Tool tickets from O&A is to take a bunch of pills with a beer chaser.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that. I learned that not all towel heads are terrorists, but all terrorists are towel heads.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that Ronald Reagan fakes the Alzheimer's. I learned that Nancy Reagan has the silhouette of a Charms blow pop. And last but not least, today I learned that if she's drinking a $15 drink, it better be right from my mule. Jakester from Jersey, I learned this year, hearing Rick say, this is legal, isn't it? While on a bus, always funny. And Grizzly from the message board, I learned this year, celebrities plus red carpet plus two fat, disgusting, and loud retards equals effing hilarious radio. He also learned Ozzy likes helicopters.
Helicopters.
And Asbury Park looks like Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready to do...
What's a mule?
What's a mule? Yo, that's a dangerous place to ask.
Norton, show him.
Norton, show what a mule is.
You have no problem showing the guys. You might as well show the lady.
Well, it's also known as a kid wrecker.
You know what the mule is?
Holy heck.
She says.
God,
she's horrible. Disgusted with Norton. Yeah, isn't that awful? He's a despicable human being.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Lynch has joined the party, Anthony.
Lynch, hey, what's up, man?
Getting drinks from the topless Bacardi bartenders.
Yeah.
Come on, join the crowd. I feel like an outcast.
I would love to.
Slit your throat.
Lynch is playing New Year's Eve, right, Lynchy?
What's that?
Playing New Year's Eve?
Yeah, Gotham. Two shows, New Year's Eve.
Oh.
I think it's an open bar, too.
Boss. How are you going to top that at Caroline's?
Whoa. I'm not headlining Caroline's.
As you shouldn't.
So you don't care? Yeah. Wait a minute. Did you honestly think for a second I thought you were?
I'm not trying to top that. I don't.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Gotham, two shows.
I hope it's an open bar now that I announced
it. And what a surprise. Jamaican Mike has made his way upstairs.
Jamaican Mike.
To the studio. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Always a surprise. Ladies, I need a sex on the beach with two nipples. You guys love that?
You like those?
We got Mary
Mojitas. Mary Mojitas.
Oh. I'm bad, right?
Yeah.
That's great. He can actually stir the drink with his own mule from the other side of the bar.
That's what I heard. Once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah. Oh, boss, what is that?
She's doing my act.
Wait a minute. What's the line, boss?
That's because our family won't let you in.
God damn, it's funny. I love it.
I almost forgot about that. I haven't done that since last night.
Bravo.
Well, let's get the second girl in for the...
All right, let's bring her in.
Crew challenge.
We got the...
Leave?
We got the girl. No, girls, hang out.
No.
We need to keep the
nothing's gross about it.
What's wrong?
Don't right make us pin you down.
Do you girls have any...
No.
You're right. It is gross.
Jeez, Opie, shut up.
Well, then fine.
Hi, how you doing? Very good. So you come down for the brand new Motley Crue Challenge.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying some of the beverages?
Yeah,
get on mic over there.
It's Vicky, Anthony.
I wasn't getting...
Picture the movie Total Recall. Remember the airport scene when Arnold took his big mechanical head off? Remember that one?
That's
I
great
love that movie.
Great.
I love that.
And how about this?
2 weeks.
And this one.
What?
This will make 10 people laugh.
10.
Boys, why is my daughter in the studio?
Boys, Brucey Midman. Boys. Hi, how are you?
Nice. Good, and you?
Very good. What were you doing? Just kind of kicking around? You heard us put the
she
call out?
She was drinking Bacardi.
Of course she was.
Were you hitting Jane Conge's feet with a...
The girl ruined your joke.
Boss right intimidated you, I think.
I know.
Is what happened.
Nothing.
Oh, God. I hate when that happens.
Weren't you on an island in a Bugs Bunny cartoon singing We're Gonna Have a Rabbit?
Norton.
Norton?
I don't know. I'm just throwing names out. Tina Cola.
I didn't do that. I want to see this.
So do I.
Okay, look. So you're kind of wandering around. How did you hear us put the word out? Yesterday or today?
I listen to the show every day. And today you announced you were giving out Aussie tickets.
Oh, for the Aussie tickets.
Oh.
Another Aussie fan. You and Norton got something in common there.
I called a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to meet Norton.
Really? Oh, you did? Did you?
Well, just walk along 10th Avenue around 3 in the morning. You'll meet him.
That's a good call, Richard.
Oh, brother.
That's great. Okay, and I guess you're not shy.
No.
No? Have you done anything like this in front of people?
No.
People, Opie. That's as close as we're going to get. okay, well, I guess what we should do is show her the box.
Can she keep her clothes on for this, you think?
Whatever she wants to do.
No, you can't.
No, well, however, is whatever is more comfortable for
golly
you.
Oh, golly gee.
It'd be more comfortable for you if I kept my clothes
no,
on.
No, why? Oh, stop that.
But when you do
I think you have a lovely figure. What's the problem?
No, there's nothing wrong.
On Venus.
When you do it, can you yell, hey,
oh,
Abbott?
My God, stop it. Hey, Abbott. What's with the jokes?
Come on.
She's a fan of the show, Rich.
Take it easy, Mr. Man.
What's wrong with you?
I just trying to get her all riled up so can she do it, you know.
I think
awful.
I think she's lovely.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's willing to do something like this for the show and Aussie tickets.
Aussie tickets.
Waiting for someone to come out with a bad joke like, oh, it looks like Tiffany ate Debbie Gibson. You know, but just keep that to yourselves, boss. What? I'm waiting because you guys are rude.
I haven't said anything.
And you
thing
do something like that.
No,
Jamaican Mike, Dina Cola, Lynch.
All right, so you got to go?
She's drinking up a lot of Bacardi. That's good.
Drink that Bacardi. Drink it.
All right. Don't say anything, lady.
Yeah, no description of anything. Everyone knows what's happening here.
I close my eyes.
Where's the evacuation route?
I don't know.
Wait, we got to clear the movie. I'm too far away. And why didn't you stop Rodney from raping Juliet Lewis and Natural Born Killers?
Oh, my God.
What? I want to know.
All right, let's all get over. Take a look. There you go. Look, see? She's got a tat. That's nice. You see that?
Excuse me.
Let me see. That's good. She's going with that approach. That's nice. Let's take a look.
Nice.
The tattoo's a distraction.
Ozzy.
All right. Hold on. Change mics over here.
And don't forget to kick the litter when you're done.
Everything going well?
Who knows? No one's nearby.
Norton, get over there and look.
Give me a microphone.
Oh, Norton's right there. How's it going? Give her a drink. That's good. We got the box.
Nice napkins for her.
The scoopable litter in the box.
There you go. All right. How's it going? Anything?
Well,
no?
She's doing the best she can. She's a little nervous.
Leave her alone.
This is just...
No, huh?
This is awful.
There's 40 people in here. How can she?
All right, everyone, let her concentrate. Go ahead.
Go about the show.
All right.
So like I was saying, Bacardi...
Oh, there you go. Oh, all right, keep pouring that. Keep pouring that. How's that? Is that working?
Well, one lady's making drinks, Anthony.
That's, well, actually, our own Steve C. is pouring out a huge vase full of Poland Spring water.
Come on.
How's that working for you? Anything? Anything? No? No?
No. Cover up the camera.
Yeah, don't put that. I think I froze it anyway.
And if it happens to, let's say that you happen to have a solid, well, who cares?
All right. Well, I guess she's just gonna stay there a while until we get some results. All right. Oh, you just stay there.
I gotta go.
A solid. You win the best.
You gotta leave,
Thomas.
Yeah. Okay. No descriptions of anything, and
no.
Blah blah blah.
Get a glass table.
go.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
That can mean many things.
Bank glass.
That's the best.
All right, well.
I'll get back over here by my mic. It seems we don't have a go for launch.
No.
Just yet, but let us know. Give a little yell out.
Yeah, you just yell from where you are.
You stay there. Don't move now. And when everything happens, well, that's
no
wonderful.
Aussie tickets yet, Anthony.
No Aussie tickets yet.
What are you doing?
Holy.
Didn't we?
We went over the rules.
Hey, Long Island, come here. Come here. Turn around. Get back by the mic.
Come here.
Get back by the mic.
I'm going to get a spanking.
What's wrong, Norton? Now Norton has to spank your ass. Norton, spank her ass. Spank her ass.
Very bad of her.
Get out of the way.
Go over there and spank her ass.
No, not if she doesn't
want me. You get two little spanks, that's it.
Spank her ass.
No. She doesn't want me to.
Spank her. Look, she doesn't want it to. Look. You know, Jamaican Mike took your spanking.
Good, let Mike have it.
That wasn't.
Good
that was not.
I'm a bad, bad girl.
That's the only time Jamaican Mike could put his hands on a white woman without getting a face full of mace. So, whatever floats your boat.
10 years ago, I'd have had you shot for that.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Now we're all just friends. Wonderful thing.
Hey, are you having a little delay over there because you're thinking of when Steve Martin yelled at you at the counter?
Yeah.
What?
Can't
do you have your rental agreement?
Wow.
What?
Yes, you're.
All right. How's that? Anything? No.
Come on.
Right, let's just keep talking about Bacardi, then maybe.
Oh, we are.
Right.
We're enjoying it. Don't worry.
Does anyone else need one? Don't
worry. Don't you worry about a thing. I cannot believe that it's taking this long.
It happens.
To win the Aussie tickets.
It happens. You're a little shy. We all
come on, Aussie tickets.
I know.
He's British.
Maybe she should
let's
spin
do a
around.
Countdown.
Hey, you want to spin her around so she's facing the wall of CDs? That way she's not distracted by everybody.
It's hard to do that for Aussie tickets when you look like
hey,
Aussie.
Rich Voss is... Rich Voss is giving Earl his Christmas gift.
Oh! Alrighty. Earl.
Why don't you open up your gift?
Why Typhoon Mary sits there.
It's a book called Don't Feel That Bad.
It's a Bacardi hat.
Enough for the Bacardi.
Edited that one. It's a Harlem hat. A black Harlem hat.
Look at that.
Keeping it gangster.
You know the struggle there, Voss.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Who sent you that for a second-rate TV show you were on? I was on Cops and they sent me this.
Is she still in the corner?
I know.
Yeah.
She's doing the best she can.
I know. You got to stay there until it happens.
Wives tale.
You've got to stop with the references. Any reference... To anything.
No, nothing.
Any reference to it has to be like.
God, if they weren't so hot. Holy ass.
Wow. All right.
Well, she's. What do you think?
She seems to have a little bit of a problem, Opie.
Yeah, I know. We'll play Ding Fries or Don.
All right, do that. Weren't we also going to play Gary Hoey's Grinch version of Grinch?
We'll come out of break
point,
with
yeah?
one of those. Yeah, with
that. Yeah, that was a good one.
But people like this Ding Fries and Dunsey.
Of course.
So we'll play it again, and we'll check in with, what's her name? Vic. Vicky?
Vic Tabak.
Tabak, yeah.
All right, Norton. That's good.
She's in the corner humiliating herself. No, Ozzy tickets.
It's hard to finish when you're yelling, stow it.
Hey, Earl. Go up to her and go, get on the floor, and she'll... Something.
All right, Aunt, let's check this out, okay?
All right.
Da 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 da. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat and really hurt fat and so the skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
How old are you?
18.
All right, pull your shirt off.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Well.
Holy ravioli.
Opie and Anthony.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys. Mornings. Don and Mike. Middays. Opie and Anthony. Afternoon. Ron and Fez. Nights.
1027 WNEW.
Hey guys, I'm about to make your gift giving easy. Get her a gift certificate to Maximus Day Spa. Loved by the New York Times and W Magazine, Maximus has opened in Soho too. With three locations, Merrick, Westbury, and their new ultra hip day spa in Soho, Maximus is the best. It's the healing cocoon of tranquility, relief, solitude, and peace she wants. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy and signature water journey with head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage, rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy shower, plus Maximus's magical cascading steam waterfall and a relaxing full-body massage. Call Maximus now for a gift certificate in any dollar amount. Then your honey can pick the location and services she wants. Call toll-free. It's not too late. At 866, not 800, but 866-SPA-SALON. Toll-free, 866-SPA-SALON. Or at MaximusSpaSalon.com. Maximus.
Hey, Anthony, Sam Adams.
Holiday. Yeah, the holidays. Time to share with family and friends. And Sam Adams, yeah. Nothing better than an icy cold Sam Adams. When you're visiting your relatives for the holidays, bring some Sam with you. Yeah, it'll shake stuff up a little bit. They'll be like, oh, you got beer? Yeah, not just beer, it's Sam Adams. And they got plenty of great beers out during the winter. They got the winter lager. Get a 12-pack of Sam or winter lager. Makes a great gift for that special person, that special beer lover. Show you care. Treat your family, friends, to America's best-tasting beer. Sam Adams. Yes, Sam Adams, America's leading beer to make your best holiday celebrations even better. Do what we do. Mm-mm. Sam Adams.
Skiers and snowboarders, tune your equipment. Mountain Creek is opening next week. Visit mountaincreek.com for condition updates. Mountain Creek, skiing and snowboarding, pure and simple.
GEICO Auto Insurance. We get the ball rolling on your claim the moment you call, even in the middle of the night. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
Presenting the next revolution in Seiko Kinetic watch technology, Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay. Like all Seiko Kinetic watches, they capture, store, and use the electricity created every time you move your body. You never need to replace a battery. But Seiko Auto Relay watches take this technology one step further. When a Seiko Auto Relay watch senses inactivity for 3 days, it puts itself into suspended animation to conserve electricity. It can remain asleep for up to 4 years and wake up to the exact time with only a few shakes of your wrist. Seiko Kinetic revolutionized watch technology. Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay does it all over again. with quartz accuracy and great looks as stunning as the technology inside. This holiday season, visit Moontime at 7315 Broadway in Jackson Heights, New York, and ask to see the Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay Collection today. Seiko is the official timer of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games in Salt Lake City.
As we speak, two huge XM satellites are in orbit over America. And the way people listen to radio has changed forever.
It's great being able to listen to what I want to listen to without having to search around for it or losing channels, you know, going down the road.
It's almost like listening to higher resolution of sound.
100 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk from coast to coast. So whether you're into hip-hop or bebop, news or blues, rock stars or stock cars, you'll hear more, know more, and go deeper than you ever did before.
What I'm hooked on right now is Bluesville. They have a wide variety of things I've never heard before. I can drive all the way to New York, never have to change the channel.
It's easy to add XM to any existing car stereo, starting as low as $300. Visit your local electronics store for a demonstration. Learn more at XMRadio.com.
It is absolutely fabulous.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, XM. Radio to the power of X. Price may vary by model and retailer. Some models require additional installation fee. Antenna and subscription also required.
In today's world, there is no such thing as job security, but there is skill security. And those people who have computer skills can bet that they'll always be in demand. Fairleigh Dickinson University's Computer Career Institute can help you get into the high-paying computer field in the shortest amount of time. That's right. Get your Microsoft certification in Windows 2000 networking in just 9 weeks, or train to be an Oracle DBA in just 10 weeks. Fairleigh Dickinson has more than a dozen programs for you to choose, more than anyone else, and all are focused on getting you into a hot new job in the shortest amount of time. Get A-plus certified in PC service and support in just 10 weeks. And with Fairleigh Dickinson's online support system, you can't fail. And now Fairleigh Dickinson's Computer Career Institute is offering a $500 tuition rebate as part of their Invest in Yourself program. And if you are unemployed, Fairleigh Dickinson has special discounts and financing programs just for you. The Computer Career Institute has campuses in Paramus and Madison. So call now to find out why Fairleigh Dickinson is the number one choice for computer career training. Call 800-466-4360. That's 800-466-4360 or online at fdutrain.com.
The maroon bath mat with matching fuzzy bathroom seat cover and trash can. The macrame toaster cozy. A macrame toaster cozy with matching booties.
At Optimum Online, we're committed to helping you choose the perfect gift for your family this year.
The singing reindeer slippers. Soap on a rope.
That's why we're offering a high-speed cable modem for just $50 when you sign up for a one-year agreement only at The Wiz. That's $149 off the regular price.
The Coconut Monkey Ashtray.
And with Optimum Online, you can download music, visit relatives online, and do anything your heart desires. Up to 100 times faster than a dial-up service, and up to 4 times faster than DSL. So treat yourself to Optimum Online, because you'll still probably end up with a few gifts that aren't quite so perfect.
A holiday sweatshirt with a glittery bear on the front.
Optimum Online. It's the best gift in town. Restrictions and ETF may apply.
Stop. Don't pay retail prices for your computer needs. Get to the Market Pro Computer Show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center at Harmon Meadow in Secaucus. Hundreds of exhibits will be on hand with the latest in personal computers and PC-compatible equipment. Full systems, hardware, software, printers, scanners, CD-ROM, accessories, multimedia, and it's all for sale. You'll save up to 80% on your computer needs. Millions in computer merchandise, lots of friendly help, and prices that are so low, they blow the stores away. This is the only place to be if you're looking to save on new computer merchandise. Don't forget that this Saturday and Sunday, December 22nd and 23rd at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus. Conveniently located off Route 3 at Harmon Meadow Boulevard. The computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 4 at the Meadowlands Expo Center. Call 800-53-COMPUTER for additional information on how to save up to 80% on all your computer needs. That's 800-53-COMPUTER or check out their website at www.marketpro.com for additional information on the computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus.
Some humans have escaped.
This holiday season,
declare martial law.
Give the gift critics are calling a must-own DVD.
How the hell did these monkeys get like this?
Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
Get ready to give the planet.
Get me the spaceman.
The coolest movie of the year is now the hottest gift of the season.
They all want to see this human who defies the apes.
Enter a world that defies the rules and an adventure that rules the planet.
We underestimate.
Witness the evolution of DVD, raves Bruce Kluger of Us Weekly. It's the most technically advanced DVD on the planet, says Bill Hunt of TheDigitalBits.com.
Planet of the Apes Special Edition DVD. If there's one DVD to give this holiday season, give Planet of the Apes.
Bow the hell!
Planet of the Apes, rated PG-13.
Opie Anthony.
WNEW.
You're checking out the O&A show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The topless Bacardi bartenders are back in the studio.
Uh-huh.
They heard the music start up and they took off their tops again, Anthony.
There you go.
They're troopers.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
potty mouth, but they're troopers.
They Bobby. Certainly do.
Ah.
Can I say some hellos?
Hold on.
All right, at the end.
We got to go to Philly for a second. Luke, what's up?
Not much. How you guys doing?
All right.
I was just wondering if the girl who's trying to win the Ozzy ticket still works for Ed Rooney.
We do have Ed Rooney's secretary in the studio.
Ed
today.
Rooney
trying to win the Ozzy ticket.
Rooney? I'm going to be a little nicer this time.
Hey, where is Danny Partridge anyway? Get her back in here.
Oh, God.
Alright, you guys suck.
Oh,
see you.
My God.
Oh.
Come on, best one yet?
Yeah. Oh.
Even North's turning red.
Look at that.
Okay. There you go. How you doing?
Try again. You got your radio chick gained a little weight.
Well, look what Vic's doing over there. Vicky, Vic.
All right, okay.
Nobody look at her.
Come on, Lisa Lampanelli, you can do it.
I was going
to. Oh, my God, Norton.
What?
It just made everyone from the cellar laugh.
Hey, all right, she's going to give it a second try.
Oh, really? How can you tell, Ed?
Who's because looking? I can't see her anymore. She disappeared somewhere.
Is she crying?
We have our our litter box.
Oh, I thought you were crying.
And now she's trying again. How you doing down there?
I'm trying.
What?
Trying.
You think you'll have better luck this time?
I hope so.
You hope so.
This is for the Ozzy tickets.
I know.
All right.
Ozzy wants you.
All right, Ozzy.
Where's our good room? Yeah, you get our tickets so you just do a hot vice kind of national because I'm like a pig.
Pretend you're watering that vest you're wearing.
No. Hold on, let the delay pop up.
I love you in the Underwood Devil's Ham commercials. Well, why couldn't she have been with Vic Morrow underneath a helicopter?
Wow.
Jason, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
Hope, you think you might be able to go 5 for 5 with this girl?
You know, Jason, I'm just not feeling it today.
Ah, Hope, come on.
I'm not feeling the taint thing today.
One for the team.
No, not one.
One for the team.
Oh, hey!
All right, hold on.
Turn the mic up. Shut up!
Everyone, shut up! Everyone in this studio, shut up!
Shut up!
Hold on. No one say a word!
Don't say a word!
Shut that up. Includes you. Silence, everyone.
Silence.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Oh, my. We were in the middle of something, and all we heard was, I'm blanking.
Right. She's yelling,
screaming,
I'm...
at the top of her lungs, over and over again.
You know we're not allowed to say that.
Shut up! Shut the... Oh, my God. Holy ass, she said it again.
Wow.
Don't say any letters from the alphabet.
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
She's had an... I like her, but she's had an attitude ever since Bat Out of Hell came out.
Put your pen back on.
Wait, boss. You're not, your mic's not on because your mic's
no, we had to turn everyone's mic off. Everyone's mic had to be turned off. Listen, listen, listen. Everyone.
We are responsible broadcasters.
Don't say a word, okay? Listen, you gotta listen to me. You gotta... No.
Did she say something again?
I don't know. Just listen. No talking, listen. Nothing, no matter how obscure you may think it is, can be said about what was just going on. Okay. Period. There isn't any way to describe it, so don't even try. Don't say letters. Don't describe anything. Don't make analogies. Just let's accept what happened, go with it, and not talk about
Put
it.
Put the mics back on. Please.
I can't even look.
I know.
All right. Someone's got to go. Someone's got to go check.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Norton, go check.
All right.
All right, Norton, go check.
Don't say anything.
Oh my God, I'm turning
nothing.
Off the mics. I don't even trust them anymore.
Nothing.
La 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 la. I don't hear you.
That ain't gonna work. Norton.
I will say for the record. All
right. Norton has checked.
There is evidence.
Evidence. Very good. See?
Look how smart Norton is.
Norton getting very smart.
He's only been evidence. Working with the show for what?
We barely.
He knows the rules.
Any more dump left now because you're yelling out a certain letter.
Yes.
It's just.
Evidence equals Aussie tickets.
Yes, right. Really? You get Aussie tickets.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What's the matter, Rick? Rick, where'd you go?
I think the Bacardi topless bartender should get a present, too.
Yeah. Of course, in self-esteem.
Damn boss, man.
That's crazy. Hey, what's that tattoo you have down there? Is it of a prettier girl? Let me see.
Boss!
So tattoos true. A hysterectomial scar. Did I say that right?
No, you didn't, stupid.
Let me see.
Two syllables or less.
Shut up. Let me see. Don't get that close. I said see it, not smell it.
Cabbage.
Oh, look at that.
What is it?
The cabbage?
Huh?
Yeah.
She's got a tattoo of cabbage?
It's a prison tattoo, isn't it?
A chrysanthemum from Escape from Alcatraz.
It's a nice tattoo.
Oh, it is, huh?
God.
Doc should have been careful about what he painted.
Did that
Mr.
hurt?
Mr. Zimmerman!
Did that hurt there?
Yes.
No, the guy doing it.
Anthony, you're not drinking.
2 weeks. How long are you going to be on Mars?
What's
two
he supposed to be drinking?
A merry
She drove us not to drink. She drove us not to drink. We're so frustrated.
What? You gave me another one. I already have one back here.
You said you needed something.
We're double fisting.
I need something.
Hey, let's talk to the Aussie ticket woman.
How'd it go?
Great.
Good answer.
The longer you hold it in, the better it feels.
I'm telling you, I loved you in all those.
Oh my God. I'm going to start throwing Bacardi drinks.
Did you understand what I said before?
It could have been anything.
It doesn't matter.
How many brain cells do you have in that
did
brain?
Did you understand when I said... Wait, I got to ask you this. Seriously.
Man, I'm small.
Did you understand when I said not even the slightest...
I was talking about something else.
It doesn't matter. But didn't you... But I just said that.
The three brain cells in her brain are fighting
for
attention.
You're not supposed to say anything, Fredo.
Wow, Ope.
You're killing us today!
Not dumb like everyone says. I'm smart!
I'm smart! I was passed up!
I was stepped over, Mike!
Wait, we have a few listeners that want to congratulate Vicky.
What's your name, Vicky?
Frank, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Just want to congratulate Bruce Valance for winning the Aussie tickets.
Hey, thank you.
Vicky, I love you.
You still doing the Hollywood Squares?
Oh my God.
All right, guys, bye.
Vicky, I loved you in all those before pictures.
God damn, boss. Boss, you are a horrible man.
Those were only kidding. We're having a good time.
These are all new jokes. I'm enjoying
the show.
I'm enjoying the new boss material.
Not me. I don't drink Bacardi. I drank, I would, but I don't.
I wouldn't.
Hey, you girls, do you girls have any of your pictures on laugh.com where my CD is?
Oh, God.
I'm just asking.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Dude, you really should eat a bullet for that.
Oh.
PeterBullet.com?
Yeah.
Look who just stepped in. Old Dirty.
I was wondering where he's been.
Yeah.
Wait, can, what's up?
Wait, we have someone else that wants to congratulate.
All right.
The Aussie ticket winner.
Sully.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
That chick, the one from that Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's like, I've met so many interesting monsters.
You think?
Monsters are such interesting people.
All right, man.
And Merry Christmas, fellas. Happy New Year.
Oh, you too.
Later.
All right. We had a good year, yes.
I thought, no, I thought it was actually very fun. It was very cool. I wasn't sure if it would happen, you know, ever since you froze Han Solo, but things worked out all right.
And very happy.
She's a good sport, too.
Oh, my gosh. She likes Ozzy. You like Ozzy? Big
Ozzy.
Big Ozzy fan.
Ozzy's gone.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Kevin, what's going on?
Ozzy's gone. Guys?
Then you can blame
him. Have to tell her the proper terminology for what she just did is that she was filling a balloon.
No, that was the, that was the guy content.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's good.
Take it easy.
Bye. All right, where's Old Dirty?
I know.
O'Day, where are you?
With a Bacardi at.
Yeah.
Was the Bacardi
at.
Baconias.
Don't fall asleep.
Yo, Voss, when you gonna chop that 100 mile Benz you got, right?
What
you
got, 100,000 miles on? You're wearing a Nautica jacket. Why do black people wear Nautica? You guys never go boating.
I go boating?
Yeah, how many times have you seen a drive-by boating?
Yo, when? My man, don't you remember when they had the barge over there?
The only time you guys go boating is when you're...
Is being on sea, don't you think?
No, no, under the deck doesn't count in shackles.
He's Dominican.
He's close enough. Same block.
Happy holidays, Old Dirty.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays. There you go. Thanks for joining us for our last live show of 2001.
I love this guy.
2001, so... All right.
Your knuckles are bleeding.
Yeah.
Did you walk here?
Timberbush checking
boss,
in.
What's up, man? You can't crack jokes. You gotta crack jokes on me. He got no game till I get here, right? Get out of here, man.
I gotta say, Voss has had game today.
Yes, he has.
Voss got no game.
He's had some game today.
No game, kid.
He's had a lot
if I
of
could.
Game.
Yes, Anthony. I'm going to turn off their mics because Timberbush is checking. He goes, that tattoo is a map out of her crotch. Dan, 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 dan. Oh, you know. People. That's Timberbush there. Said that. Not me.
Voss goes.
Everybody put on their Bacardi hat.
Oh, it just.
Holy Jesus.
Let's get festive.
Yeah,
it doesn't end.
There's it. Let me tell you something.
Put on your Bacardi hats and then drive and kill
Santa
a family.
Santa Claus is coming.
Voss goes to the strip club and buys a stripper a glass of champagne.
Yeah, he stinks.
Can I explain something?
$1,000 a night. You're going to go bring champagne.
I got to explain something to the Bacardi girl.
Yeah,
go ahead. There's a teeter-totter in this world.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, you can put the hotness.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you put annoying.
Right.
Hotness weighs a lot.
Right.
Hotness weighs a lot.
The annoying.
The annoying has to be really heavy to counteract the weight of hotness. I'll tell you something. You're teetering.
I'm a Gemini.
You're right in the middle there. Your hotness is going to start being a little too light
for the annoying
weight that's on that side.
The annoying side has the chick from Shallow Hal.
I'm going to, if it gets to the point where annoying weighs down the one side and hotness is way up in the air, I'm going to push annoying off so hotness falls square on her ass.
And I think you're
what
really
do you want me to do?
Huh?
Oh.
What do you want me to do? How many times have you heard that leaving Cheers in Babylon back in 1985?
What do you want me to do?
You want me to shut
That's
up?
That's great. You know something?
And as far as hotness being lighter, you know what a good example is? Remember Young Frankenstein when Peter Boyle sat on the swing set with the little girl?
Right.
That's pretty much how outweighed
That's
it is.
How it's outweighed.
All right, genius.
What? She's had a little too much Bacardi, kid.
Boss. Everyone's in Christmas spirit.
Really? Check the brake lights.
Everyone's in the Christmas spirit.
She is pretty, though. You have a boyfriend?
No.
I can't imagine why.
Look at what people are saying. Look at what people are saying on instant feedback. This isn't me. It says, why do hot girls always have to ruin it by talking? That's Cheryl.
Oh, God. Listen, jerk.
Wait, the hot girl from Queens has been well behaved. Yeah, the Queens chick has been nice and quiet and well behaved.
Yeah, but too quiet almost.
Well, yeah.
It's because she can't put a whole sentence together.
Oh, God damn, boss.
That's messed up.
Jesus. Boss, that's terrible.
Come on, boss.
They look like the drunken Charlie's Angels. Look at these three. God, I want to get them in my car. I got a nice Mercedes.
The drunken Charlie's Angels. 92 Benz. 92
Benz. 92.
I wasn't even going.
Hello, Angels. Drink the car. And suck my mule.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I had to say something.
You've been saying stuff.
Been saying enough. Believe me.
So we'll let it slide.
Please.
You're feeling your Bacardi Underoos shorts, right?
Underoos. Underoos, he called them.
They look like Underoos shorts.
Is there a thong under those? I had to ask you.
No, I'm not wearing any
Underoos. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. That's really? Why it smells of essence up in this piece.
What are you talking about?
I smell your essence, Ma.
That's,
I know you have
Bacardi
Limon.
That's why you can tell in the front, you can see it looks like some material stretched over steel wool. Right?
Go down and lift it out.
A little bit.
I'm shaving.
Oh, yeah? That's
how
good?
Much?
Yeah, I know.
Don't
Let me
worry.
Prove it.
I can see the nubbles on your back.
Mike, Norton? Absolutely. All right. The hotness is totally gone.
Gone.
So you from Whitestone, right? Your man got a little cheese. You got a little cream. Where your man hold?
What is he looking at all day? Like, what are you saying? Am I being robbed? She doesn't even know the country. Interviewer.
Yep.
Yeah. What country are you from, sweetie?
Venezuela.
Oh, yeah?
Venezuela.
Oh, pues entonces, ¿sabe hablar español? ¿Sabe que su marido quizá tiene plata porque vive en Whitestone?
Oh, my God. She's already pregnant. What'd you do? Look how they work, these people.
¿Qué le pasa, mi amor, que no está vacilando con la gente aquí?
Porque todos me caen mal.
Oh, that's good. That's what you want to hear.
No, se lo digo, mi amor. No se lo digo.
So what's your gram go for?
Yeah, give the mic to Rick. Hi, I'm Mad Max. He can't speak Spanish.
It's just a facade.
It's just a facade.
It's a facade.
It's a fake Greek.
It's Puerto Rican facade. If you go around the back of Rick, you'll see the front was just a facade and he's a white bread.
Don't interview her no more.
Why? What's the matter?
Nah, she feels a little sick. See?
No, not at
all. What's she got?
She's intimidated.
Uh-oh. Does she have the
ninja?
Got Ebola?
No.
What do you got? The ninja? The HIV?
The HIV?
I'm happy.
The bug?
I wouldn't care if she did have the bug. It'd be fine.
This is like a show.
Yeah, why not?
This is like
it's
a
worth it?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just watching the show. Yeah,
just watching.
Yeah.
What do you like that old dirty, huh?
Like entertaining.
Oh, do you liking that?
Entertaining.
You like my boobs?
I feel any... I love my Latina women from South America, especially when they got the Bacardi... Underoos shorts on. I'm feeling that.
You're feeling that?
Yeah, yo. Mm-hmm. The pasties and all that. Look at that. That's not pasties.
Circle. That's the real deal right there.
What?
That's not a pasty.
Wait a minute. You got them like surgically grafted to your skin?
No, it's just glued on to the outskirts.
Stick-ons, kid. Like in kindergarten, you get a star for doing good.
Right.
Oh, one of those.
Exactly. Two good ones.
All right.
All right.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We have we're gonna play the Sandy Kane home security system though before we
Yes.
This is pretty funny. Steve just put this little thing together, so we'll check it out before we go to break, okay?
Okay.
That's too funny.
More of the mess we call the Opie and Anthony show next. Yes. Stay there.
You're a burglar. You've robbed 100 houses. Why should this one be any different? You creep through the shadows and approach the large bay window of your next victim's house, only to find... a huge, naked Sandy Kane.
Sweet, merciful Jesus, my eyes!
Would-be intruders are met with a life-size cutout of a naked Sandy Kane. Blinding criminals instantly, causing them to flee.
Please, just take me away! Take me away!
As well as dogs, cats, and everyone else in a 10-block radius.
She'll kill us all! She'll kill us all! Run for your lives!
In every doorway.
Ow, 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 ow.
In every window.
Oh, 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 oh.
Even in the doghouse.
The Sandy Cane security system is a triple threat. For those 10% that aren't affected by the devastating visual attack, this system also features Twatto, an ominous growth that squirts pepper spray at oncoming intruders.
It burns! It burns! Ah!
And for those more resilient OJ-type criminals, Twatto's cousin emits a powerful nerve agent.
Getting woozy. Can't feel legs.
The Sandy Cane security system. Home security has never been so powerful or so disgusting.
You have 30 seconds to well me.
Whip them out. Whip them out. Whip them out.
Check this out.
I got boobs to show you.
Wow.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
A quaint suburban restaurant, 1900 hours.
That rhubarb pie looks great. What do you think, Kate?
Peach cobbler for me, Dirk.
Hey, guys, shouldn't we get the check?
Yeah, we'll never make the movie.
Whipped cream, Dirk?
Why not?
How can you guys stuff your face?
Yeah, and what if we can't get right in?
People, people, people. You're with the Strikers.
Did you forget?
Don't tell me. Your son's an usher, huh?
MovieTickets.com.
MovieTickets.com? We simply logged on, checked out some movie trailers, picked the movie we wanted to see.
Found our favorite theater. Most convenient time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, we bought our tickets.
And they'll be waiting for us, right?
Roger. We can zip to the automated box office. ABO for short.
So, fella, I suggest you keep your wallet in your pants, your boots glued to the floor, and we all have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, because the Strikers will walk right in.
You got that right, Missy. Pass the decaf.
I'll have a piece of pie.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it. Now featuring at-home ticket printing for select locations.
Hey, Anthony, ski stop. Yes, ski stop. Racks filled with snowboards by Bert and Sims, Morrow, Nitro, Ride, Oxygen, and a lot more. Ski Stop. Yes, the attic at Ski Stop, East Coast's largest snowboarding center, and has the guaranteed lowest prices. Clothing by SMP, Bombshell, Rusty, Quicksilver, Dirty Snow, and more. Step into bindings by Switch, Device, Nidecker, plus a staff that knows snowboarding inside and out. The attic at Ski Stop, where the snowboarding experience comes together. If you're a snowboarding fanatic, get to the attic at Ski Stop. They're going to hook you up. LIE to exit 48, South Service Road in Plainview, Long Island. Long Island. Anybody from Long Island knows where that is. Right off the LIE. Exit 48. Get to the attic at Ski Stop.
Time is running out to get this timely satellite TV offer. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. But hurry, because the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
The best is getting better at Condemi Motor Company. Right now, Condemi Motor Company is offering great deals. When you purchase your next pre-owned car, truck, van, or SUV, you'll get 0% interest for up to 36 months, a free extended warranty up to 100,000 miles, and a free maintenance contract for up to 3 years or 36,000 miles. Spend $150 or more a month and drive home in one of the best pre-owned vehicles on the market. No hassles, and in most cases, trade-ins are good for the down payment. Just $4 to $5 a day. What a bargain! In this stressful time, Tony Condemi wants to provide an easy way to get you on the road. Remember, 0% interest up to 36 months. Free extended warranty up to 100,000 miles and a free maintenance contract. Also available is the popular short-term purchase starting at $12.95 per day for a minimum of 30 days. That's about 70% off normal car rentals. Now is the time to visit Condemi Motor Company and take advantage of this special promotion. Call Condemi Motor Company at 973-777-2300 for directions. That's 973-777-2300. 973-777-2300. Condemi Motor Company. With you for life, where quality begins and and service never ends.
This holiday, give someone's DVD collection a whole new beginning. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. The critics agree it's the best DVD produced today. See and hear Episode 1 like never before. THX digitally mastered for superior sound and picture quality. The DigitalBits.com raves, it's the best Dolby Digital 5.1 sound we've heard on DVD. And that's just the beginning.
Always there are.
This two-disc set is loaded with cool features you'll actually want to watch. See seven newly created scenes that DVDReview.com calls true gems. Hear the first-ever feature-length audio commentary from George Lucas. And enjoy an all-new documentary film, The Beginning, that DVDReview.com proclaims as the best behind-the-scenes documentary I've ever seen. This holiday, give someone's DVD player a workout. Star Wars Episode 1, the must-own DVD for any collection. Buy it today. Rated PG for sci-fi action violence.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
The day's first light dances on the new fallen snow, inviting you to cut in. Later, as the last light turns the mountains a deep shade of violet, you know this is the very essence of Stratton's Vermont. A feeling of community born in the mountains, fueled by a freedom you've never known. The freedom to truly express yourself with a Stratton Express card that saves you 25 or 50% every time you ski and ride. And saves time, too, with direct-to-lift access. And with the Stratton Season Pass, you could well consider spending the whole winter with us. Mountain friends and freedom. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
With Stratton's Express Card, you'll save 25 or 50% off every time you ski and ride. Plus, you can hit the slopes on non-holiday Thursdays for just $15. What's more, with ideal snowmaking temperatures forecasted right through the week, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system is in full operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit their website at stratton.com.
We at Nike and Modell Sporting Goods wanted to spend some time with Lance Armstrong, who just this past July won his third consecutive Tour de France. Lance trains nearly every day, rain, wind, or snow. By tagging along with his coach, we were able to track him down. Here, high up a winding road in the snowy Alps, Lance is riding alone, 4 hours into his training day.
Lance, we're going with the car to where you can ride. Prepare your clothes and some tea and stuff.
Okay?
What if I keep going? You can't. 3 meters of snow.
From sight?
The guy says you can. There's no way you can ride.
No way. Who says that?
You might not have plans to race around France for 3 weeks, but there's always something on your training calendar. Get to Modell Sporting Goods for the best in all-weather Nike gear, like the Air Terra Contego.
Training in this weather. Nobody sees that.
Don't let winter get off so easy this year. Enjoy the weather.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York, with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
The station for sports guys, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, and Ron and Fez is this station, 1027 WNEW, New York.
Check
Check this part out. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Gary Holioff, the best of Ho-Ho-Hoey.
Gary Hoey.
He was in here yesterday playing this.
Yo-Ho-Hoey.
It's the Grinch song, Anthony.
I know.
It makes it rock. Hey, you don't look like Norton.
I know.
This should be the Opie, Anthony, and Vanessa Show.
Oh, obviously.
I'm so funny.
Yeah. She was a real talker.
You're as funny as eye cancer. Norton's not here to say it. Where is Norton?
Huh?
As funny as your new hairdo.
Oh.
You said you liked my hairdo.
No, I do. I like it.
Why are you sitting at Norton's seat and at his mic?
Where is he?
You know what? I'm looking at...
Why are you speaking? Why do you have a mic?
Delusional, Anthony.
Why do you have a mic in front of you?
I'm looking at your breasts. Are those stretch marks real?
Jesus.
They look
no,
like
they
road
are.
Maps.
And I'm going to tell you.
What, do you have, like, a lot of kids or something?
Are your teeth real?
Yeah, you'll know.
That was my question. Listen,
what? I'm looking at them. They're nice, but when you look at them, they kind of look like road maps.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Be for real.
I'll be for real. You can take a picture of him.
A real talker. You got to be a real treat during oral. Shut up. I smash you with a hammer.
Boss is working himself out of the
ass. Oh, like I'm really, like, I got a shot.
Listen, Mr. Ed.
Shut up.
All right, let's get
Mr. Ed.
Let's get Jim Norton.
He's going to give me a run for my money, this one.
Let's give Jim Norton a seat back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Take these things up with you.
Thank you. Somebody put a box on my chair.
All right. Okay. All right. We're back.
Everybody okay?
Everyone's okay.
Nobody needs a
cast
down. Did your mic work, Norton, or did it blow a stupid fuse?
No.
Uncle John, what's up?
Hey guys,
she's very nice. What's why do we mean to her? She's very nice.
What do you mean? They know better.
I'm kidding. You're an idiot.
Don't let me start on you.
Uncle John.
Hey, guys. Hey, going with this what did I learn this year type thing?
Oh, yeah, we've been doing that.
Yeah, I put together like a little thing of comparisons between what I learned about O&A.
Okay.
Okay, the early years. Opie stores his mom's boobs and his dad's junk.
Yeah.
While Anthony took two horses on a date only to pick up a third. Seizure. Opie likes to pick pumpkins while Anthony likes to scream obscenities at computer screen.
Yeah.
Cars. Opie's girlfriend's family just hubcaps his gifts while Anthony's mom gets drunk and stinks Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. Your phone is crapping.
Your
out.
Phone really
oh,
sucks.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right, you want to try again or call you back?
Yeah, call us back.
I'll call you back. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, tomorrow.
See ya.
That's funny. That's what we were going to say to you.
I really do like Sean, what's going on?
Can I play with
you're
one?
You're getting no
Sean.
Yeah.
From Sacramento, what's going on?
Yeah, F Columbus. Your ratings are great here in Sacramento.
We know that. Perfect. We said that yesterday.
Oh, well, I guess I'm Tape Delay Guy.
Tape Delay Guy.
I got it.
Thank you, Sean. Hey, you know, that Danny Partridge did what she had to do for the Ozzy tickets?
Yeah.
And who checked for the evidence?
Norton. Norton checked for the evidence.
You again.
You didn't...
He didn't look close enough.
Why? Yes, he didn't. You see the...
No, you didn't look close enough.
She did a number two.
could we take the that microphone away?
Why do you have a mic?
It doesn't get
somebody
any dumber.
Gave it to me.
Rick,
I know.
Why do you got? Why did you give her a mic?
And why are you?
He loves me. Ouch.
I know. Look at that.
She just chipped her tooth on
the
microphone.
I just pulled on the microphone. Thank God she's used the flesh.
You would have handled that if those were balls on the end.
Wow. Goddamn boss, man.
Wow.
Boss on fire.
He looks like Mr. Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, heard that 80 times.
Her material is older than boss's.
I know. Hey, you're not allowed to talk until Jay Moore says you can.
Oh, neither can cola.
I don't get it.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Yeah, like math or spelling.
Jim, you didn't take a quick, you didn't take a close look at what's going on.
I'm not
going
to poke my fingers in.
Just take a look.
Take a look.
Because we noticed something during commercials.
We discovered something during commercials.
What a drink down there.
Would you shut up?
I know.
God.
Jesus.
Thank you. Please.
What?
Shut the mic off.
Right, Norton's
over. Oh, looks.
What's going on?
It looks like somebody banged. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like somebody was playing a little football and they banged their nose and you got to hold a napkin under the nose.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Somebody apparently injured their nose. It started bleeding from the nose. They dabbed it with a napkin and threw it in that box.
That would explain because it smells like a Quincy episode over here.
That is so
what
disgusting.
Happened?
That is so disgusting.
Wow.
But Billy Bob from Jersey. Vanessa is about as funny as a kid's cancer ward.
Yes. In keeping with the what's in the box, Steve has something. Steve?
In keeping with the evidence in the box, there's a lovely little item floating in the toilet in the bathroom.
And I found it.
Yeah. Nora, I can't take credit for it. Norton found it, but he called me in to videotape it. So.
Oh, you got it on tape?
Oh, yeah.
It's called Norris's career.
Not even here to defend himself.
Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Where you going, Vanessa? You already got the job. Get up from under the table.
Shut up.
Oh, that's great. Any of you girls on the rag? Anyone? No?
Vanessa,
just thought I'd ask.
Vanessa had a job interview.
Is that a head banging on the bottom of a table?
Let him chew up on you. Do say something. He's a half pink comic.
I was taking a sip of my Bacardi. Shut up.
So that's what's on your chin.
Do you really think you're qualified for this position?
Wow.
Gonna say first time.
Easy, the language.
Sorry.
She's really arrogant.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No. 2 minutes.
Yeah. What happened?
Really arrogant.
What did she say?
I said you just noticed.
No. 30 seconds.
Look, even the other girls think you're arrogant.
That's my cousin, all right? Yeah. So she's got to deal with it every day. You know? It happens.
God.
Everybody loves me.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Do you really love me? Uh-huh.
God.
Open the car door and leave.
How many times have they said that to the top of your head?
Holy Jesus.
They're all sweating in here. Don't let them give you the wrong idea.
All dirty.
I saw you.
You're getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling this right. We're here, baby. Come on. Keep drinking some Bacardi. I'll spread those wings on your back. Wow. I'll have you flying.
Who, the librarian looking one? She's got that librarian look.
She's a
little
cutie, right?
She is cutie.
Can I go get a book in your library or what?
Huh? Italian.
No. Book all dirty. Stop. Stop. Don't even try like you've read.
I'd step over her naked body to kick you.
Moss is a hack, yo. What do you say now?
Moss is a hack.
I said I'd kill it on her dead. Naked body to kick her.
This is all new material.
I'll kick you right in those teeth.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, good.
Oh, she's using the Marion method of comebacks.
I don't know. She's got a lot of teeth lines in there. You got to respect that.
Yeah, no one's enjoying that.
I really am.
Anybody need a Bacardi cocktail while I go out and get one for me?
Yeah, why don't you go make some.
Is there a Bacardi rope and a Bacardi stool you can use?
Bacardi shotgun with toe trigger attachment.
My mule wants to jump off and get earplugs.
Why don't you pretend you're a nurse and I'll be Richard Speck?
Nice. Richard Speck references always funny.
Always good.
Always.
Mark. Richard Speck, one of my favorite serial
killers. Here's a Bacardi knife in the back.
Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Shut up.
Hey, I learned something on the show today.
Yeah.
It only took about 353 days to eat a laugh this year.
Very good.
You
did the math backwards.
That's funny.
Very good, Mark. All right. So
go make some drinks then, I guess.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Could you do that?
Huh? Oh, she ain't leaving the mic.
I don't want to leave the area. Nobody hollers.
Please.
Yeah. Go get drinks.
Could you make a mixed drink with something that will take a long time to get?
Yeah. Make a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah. Do something like that.
All right.
We gotta go to the phones now. Thank you. Brian from Philly, what's up?
Yeah. First of all, I like to say that I usually hate Voss. I usually hate him. When he comes on the radio, I turn it down because I hate him.
As you should.
But he's doing good today. The knuckle comment was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you, but I usually do good radio when I'm here, okay?
No, you don't.
Yes, shut up. I have nothing but... forget it. Go ahead.
Okay, another thing. Tell that woman to shut up.
Oh.
Please, shut up. She's annoying.
You're annoying.
You shut up and take your hand out your
jersey,
lap, punk.
All right, thank you, Brian.
Main thing.
When's Norton coming to Philly?
Shut up.
January 25th, bro, at TLA. Tickets go on sale Friday.
They go on sale Friday?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Vanessa has...
I do not.
No, you left the studio.
Yes, I left the studio.
No, there she goes.
No.
Vanessa has left the studio. Remember my annoying teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Right now, hot is a feather. Annoying is all the debris they've removed from Lower Manhattan. That's the weight difference.
I guarantee you, if I can't say it without being radio clean.
I'm back.
Wait.
You don't say it like that, dude.
No, Ross. I mean, Norton.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't it.
No, that wasn't the way to put it.
No, that was a little too obvious.
I can just picture you going for the balloon knot and actually opening and talking.
I know. Yeah,
hey, how come you only have one eye? What are you doing? Want a Bacardi?
Listen, be quiet.
I don't drink.
Oh, shut the up.
I think she and I actually have some type of a vibe together.
Me too. I feel it. Hey, you should be wearing this on your nose.
Ugh. You need a 24-step
unless it's your
program.
Jesus.
Convinced or what?
I don't know. But the sad thing is, I'm going to bang you later. That's a sad thing.
Well, I'm not one of these strippers.
Oh, shut up. You're gonna probably
topless.
She's gonna.
Don't do it. Don't
shut up. She's gonna cry during. I don't believe I'm doing this again.
Yes, you are.
I told myself I'd stop.
I never play around with horses.
Yeah.
Not from what I saw on the internet.
Wait, hold on. Your friend might want to say something over there.
Somebody stop drinking.
She is so pretty.
The Bacardi.
All right, wait.
Please.
What's the matter? A Venezuela girl wants to say something?
She's getting very uncomfortable. Why?
What do you want to say?
I'm fine. I just can't.
They're
fucking like, off.
Give me a drink. I want some.
Give her some.
You want some of this?
Yeah, I want yours.
Right. She's taking it away from you. You're cut off.
They just communicated with each other.
Yeah,
that was very interesting.
You can have another one. I got some in my car.
That's good. Put the top back on. The intellect's important.
I don't take pictures of you.
All right.
There we go.
God.
Moving on.
Oh my God.
We're trying.
Can we talk about something fun?
Yeah.
Believe me,
what's happened for the last hour?
It's fun to us.
Yeah. Yes.
That's for sure.
Did you get
some
swordfish?
Huh?
No, but you smell like it.
Didn't that movie come out last year?
Mr. Ed.
Boss is a hack.
God damn, he's begging me.
Beautiful. Let me go to Chris. Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to know who's impersonating Voss in there. Whoever it is funny and original.
Well,
he's a loser.
Well, we know it's not Jay Moore because this is original stuff and it's not stolen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, rules.
Mike DiNicola has to punch you now.
Oh, Jay Moore stinks. Oh, yeah. He's the Alibaba of comedy. Jesus. Oh, Jay's in the room. Turn the mics off. Christ, overrated B actor. All right? Stinks. Every movie's the same. Well, be like you were in Suicide Kings. They should have gave razor blades with that movie. That's how bad it was. He stinks.
Why are you twitching, boss? You're twitching. What's wrong?
This, his name, Jay Moore. Please. It's a watered-down Joe Rogan.
Wow. Tom, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Wow, when Jews attack.
Hold on. I'm a listener down here in D.C. I'm from New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, good.
I'm stuck in traffic every day going to work around this time. Love you guys.
Thank you.
These two chicks are driving me nuts, bro. I'm about to crash my car into the Potomac River.
Good, I hope you do.
Oh.
Yeah, especially with that fake-ass accent you got.
Unfortunately,
that ain't
fake.
Real deal. That's the real deal.
But I know how you feel, dude. Ted Kennedy was actually listening to her when he went into Chappaquiddick. That's a river.
Anyone who feels the urge to drive their car into a pole, could you pick her up first?
I know.
I want a drink bag.
You want another one? I can.
I'm not comfortable without it.
Wow.
Make your own jokes.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, well.
She would be really nice if she wasn't so arrogant. She would be very cool, but she's very arrogant.
Yeah, you're a little too cocky.
I'm having fun.
But you're arrogant.
Excuse me. If it wasn't for me right now, this show would be beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. And she's
still
as well.
Oh, you don't think we can trash Tina Cola?
We're talking about how... Yeah, haven't you listened to this show? Have you ever listened to this show?
I do.
If it wasn't you, it would be somebody else.
Exactly. I got to entertain.
You're not entertaining.
No, yeah, she's right, though. She's saying, look, I am the dumbbell for today. And she's right.
I don't care. I'm getting paid man money.
Well, yeah.
You're getting paid
by the
man
dollar
money?
Bills in your shorts right here.
I know
she is solid, though. She really is.
I know. It's incredible.
Oh. It is nice. The cheeks are nice. I will say that. She has good cheeks.
Disgusted.
All right. Well, we'll take a break.
Gee, look how the time flew.
I know.
Why, is your boyfriend going to get mad that you're being insulted?
No.
She said she doesn't have a boyfriend, she said.
I don't believe her. She does.
He killed himself, I'm sure.
Do you come with a voice box removal version? God, you sound like Brenda Vaccaro.
The only way I would envy your boyfriend is if he was Rush Limbaugh.
In my fantasy, she's drinking out of my mule and rubber cement comes out so she can't talk after.
That might help your facial features.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Anthony. You're right. What does it have to do
She's
with anything?
She's bashing Norton and it doesn't even make
That's
sense.
Me. Right you now, leave now, my you little chinless it's friend alone.
Make sense. Wow.
See, just a dumb Long Island broad.
I know. Sorry.
All right, check this out.
You are an arrogant
dumb
broad.
There is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry f***ing Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and f***ing celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry f***ing Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist. Merry Christmas. God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now is Christmas bonus and all you atheists too. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Mr. Hand.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What do you do here?
Look at breasts.
If I wasn't on this show, I'd be out there with a wow sticker just trolling for breasts.
Thank you, pervert! Toya.
Finish up the year with all our four shows.
Sports Guys. Mornings. Don and Mike. Middays. Opie and Anthony. Afternoons. Ron and Fez. Nights.
1027 WNEW.
Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub located in nearby West Orange on Pleasant Valley Way. Your one stop for great food and fun, making people laugh since 1982. Rascals is more than just a comedy club. It's an American adventure celebrating stand-up comedy. Need a cool place to have your corporate party? Then it's Rascals. Need a place for dinner? Then it's Rascals. Looking for the party this New Year's Eve? Then it's definitely Rascals. There's still space available for this New Year's Eve at Rascals, starring Joey Cola with comedy and dancing until 4 a.m. Call now to make your reservation, 973-736-2726. This week at Rascals, catch the Latino sensation Rich Ramirez and in their Ocean Township location, Rick Corso. This holiday season, Rascals and Fish are teaming up to help the homeless. Receive a complimentary admission on Tuesday and Wednesday by bringing in a coat donation. For showtimes and directions, call 973-736-2726. That's 973-736-2726. Or go to www.rascals.net. Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub.
Hi, Anthony, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yeah, how about giving a holiday gift that's fun, personal, going to be remembered forever? It's this year. Do it this year. Give everyone on your list a classic gift that shows you care of Vermont Teddy Bear. Your loved one's going to receive a beautiful bear handcrafted with American pride in Vermont and personalized just for them with a card, Vermont chocolate, all shipped in a colorful gift box. Just call a friendly bear counselor, 1-800-829-BEAR. They're going to help you choose a bear for everyone on your list. They got the nurse, teacher, wizard, birthday suit bear. They have lots of holiday bears, too, like Baby's First Christmas, Angel Bear, or the Mistletoe Bear. There's even time to personalize a bear with a name and have it delivered for the holidays. It's easy, it's fast, it's perfect for the last-minute shopper. Overnight and Saturday delivery guaranteed. Call them up, 1-800-829-BEAR. Shop online, VermontTeddyBear.com. Show you care, send a bear, 1-800-829-BEAR.
Shopping for groceries? While you're in the mood, shop for car insurance. One 15-minute call to GEICO could save you 15% or more. Result, more money for groceries. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
Here's a nice bonus incentive for members of Duane Reade's Dollar Rewards Club, your ticket to savings. One of the great events of the holiday season, of course, is the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. You could really see it every year and never get tired of it. And the production of A Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden is equally special. So, about that ticket to savings? Well, use your club card to spend $25 or more at Duane Reade anytime between now and December 30th, and your receipt will have a special code on it, good for a $7 discount on a ticket to Radio City's Christmas Spectacular or Madison Square Garden's A Christmas Carol. And you can use it on up to 10 tickets. So use your Dollar Rewards Club card and save at Duane Reade, New York's number one drugstore.
These days there are no free rides. That's why you need an ATV that can really take care of business. That's why you need the Traxter from Bombardier with the muscle and the moves to tackle any task you set for it. This holiday season you can find the Bombardier Traxter and Quest 650 ATVs at Sunrise Power Sports, located at 86 Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York, your ATV headquarters. At Sunrise Power Sports you'll find a large selection of ATVs to suit every style and taste, from sport ATVs for those adventurous rides in the woods to work ATVs that'll handle the long haul and back. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll also find a large selection of motorcycles to suit every taste and style. And it's never too soon to start thinking about buying your Sea-Doo watercraft. From now through the end of the year, Sunrise Power Sports is featuring special pricing on selected ATVs, motorcycles, and accessories. Shop now and buy that special someone a gift they'll always remember, especially if that someone is you. Sunrise Power Sports, 86 Sunrise Highway, 1 mile west of the Meadowbrook Parkway, 516-377-6900. That's 516-377-6900.
Okay, this is it. The last week for holiday shopping. And Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works.
Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob.
Hollywood Tans wants you to look fabulous at those holiday parties. Stop in at any Hollywood Tans to take advantage of their biggest sale of the year. Right now, buy any tanning package and get a second package at half off. Keep your tans for yourself or give them away as a beautiful gift certificate. A gift certificate from Hollywood Tans is a perfect stocking stuffer. Let Hollywood Tans treat you like a star with their biggest special of the year. Buy any tanning package, get the second at 50% off. Give gift certificates to friends, family, and office staff. Treat your friends like a star with a gift certificate to Hollywood Tans. With our 50% off sale, a gift certificate to Hollywood Tans makes a perfect gift. You don't have to go to Hollywood to get a Hollywood Tan.
Gift certificates can be redeemed at any Hollywood Tans location. Check out the newest Hollywood Tans in Brooklyn on Kings Highway or in Parlin and New Providence, New Jersey. For the Hollywood Tans near you, call 1-877-TANS-123 or buy your gift certificate on the web at www.hollywoodtan.com.
Welcome back to I'm Okay. Hey, you need help. I'm Dr. Bill Kaiser, and I'm here for you, New York.
Now, we have Jill on line one.
Hello, Dr. Kaiser. I've been an admirer for quite a while.
I'm here for you, Jill.
Well, my problem started about 7 months ago. You see, before that, my life was full and exciting. I embraced every day as if it were my very first. I raced with the wind. I stood on top of the mountain and screamed, I'm alive! Do you hear me? I'm alive!
That's pretty powerful imagery, Jill. And why do you feel things change for you so dramatically?
It's not imagery. I used to stand on top of the mountain and race with the wind. And things changed when Wyndham closed for the season last spring.
Jill, aren't you aware that Wyndham has opened for the winter? Jill, well, I'm glad I could help you resolve those issues, Jill. And I'm here for you, New York.
Wyndham is skiing and riding from the summit on three lifts and an 8 to 20 inch base. Additional terrain will be opened as snowmaking continues through the week. For the latest info, visit skiwyndham.com.
Attention car shoppers, banks don't want to be in the car business. However, some of the best deals are on bank repossessions. Right now, you can take advantage of this by driving into Greenbrook Pontiac Buick GMC this week for their bank repo sale. With just $29 down, you can take over payments on any car, truck, van, or SUV. They have over 200 vehicles to choose from. Hurry down. These vehicles will be sent to auction if they're not sold. Remember, anyone can take delivery for $29. If you've had credit problems in the past, don't worry. Concerned about your current car loan? No problem. Greenbrook will make it happen for you. Now's the time to buy cream of the crop, bank repos, and other pre-owned vehicles for near or below wholesale. $12,000 cars for as little as $8,000. $20,000 vehicles drop down to $14,000. Luxury cars sold at $35,000 will go for $27,000. $29 delivers it now. So come to the bank repo event at Greenbrook Pontiac Buick GMC, located on Route 22 East in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Visit this week and register to win a giant screen TV. Ready? The address again is Route 22 East, Greenbrook, New Jersey. Or call 877-968-7274. That's 877-968-7274.
The OB and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
I know the breakdown. Everything is going to shake out someday. I know the breakdown. Tell me again, am I awake now? Maybe you can find the reason that no one else is living this way. Yeah, living this way.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. I want to thank all our pals for stopping by today for our last live show of the year. Jim Norton, Rich Voss, Mike DiNicola, OJ, Steven Lance-Tyke. Dude. Jamaican Mike. The topless Bacardi bartenders.
Somebody was writing on instant feedback. These bitches make me want to switch my brand of rum.
Very good. A few more. What did we learn this year on the Opie and Anthony Show, Anthony? The guy who used to drink a lot but now goes to meetings from Hoboken. I learned this year that you can still play the drums if you have half a pancreas. Todd from Philly, I learned this year Opie was raised on margarine and sugar sandwiches.
Hey,
The Tool from Brooklyn, I learned the longer the rock block, the less talented the DJ. Elton from Jersey. Difference between hotness and annoyance? Earplugs. And Jerry from Edison learned a few things. Syndication leads to inner city battles. Norton's favorite Christmas present is yellow and impossible to wrap. Voss's dad's mule is called the hack shooter. Under the deck in shackles doesn't count. And hotness weighs a lot.
Yeah.
Lewis Black wants to say something.
But annoying, much heavier.
Yeah. Lewis!
Hey, guys.
We only have a few minutes here, Lewis.
Well, I just wanted to wish you a happy, and a slappy, crappy, and all that.
Oh, thank you.
Nice, happy Lewis. Holidays to you. Or should I just say happy Hanukkah?
Happy Hanukkah.
Wow. Yo, Lewis!
Oh, old Dirty wants
yo.
To...
No, it's done. Mazel tov, kid! What's going on, son?
Oh, God.
Where was he when I was in jail?
Yeah. one cell over. One cell over.
Yeah, you missed a good party today, Lewis Black.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to go down here and work.
That's all right.
You know? And you know what that's like.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm at the Daily.
Oh, that's right. The Daily, they call it.
Well, that's what I call it.
That must be nice to do. Yeah, the Daily. I'm working it. You know what it is. The Daily.
Well, when I'm on your show, I say O&A.
Yeah,
you know,
O&A, what can I,
you know,
Daily.
That's what we do. We make contractions.
The HIV, you know.
Well, happy holidays, Lewis Black.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the new year, Lewis.
I hope so. My best to all the guys.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Because without them, you know, right. You guys are, well, you guys are a little bit better.
Thank you, Lewis Black.
Take care.
All right. Lewis.
Bye.
Check him out on The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
The Daily.
Let's get the plugs in real fast. Rich Voss is, you're emceeing New Year's?
No,
we're
just a bunch of us at the show at Carolina. It's a great show, New Year's Eve. It's me, a couple people. Patrice is there. One show, just two shows. It's just going to be fun. You know.
New Year's Eve, I'm at the Fun House in Poughkeepsie, and you can check it out on my website, eatabullet.com. Thanks to the boys at Accurate Imaging. Yeah. You did a great job.
Eatabullet.com.
All the dates are on there.
And Stephen Lynch is playing Gotham. New Year's Eve, two shows.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
What I really wanted to just say, if you a really nice Christmas present is my CD that you can get at Laugh.com. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
You want to throw $10 away.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Old Dirty?
Yeah, I got a chance to visit Ground Zero.
I was there.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Insane, view the devastation.
Yeah.
Made me rethink my comments of a month earlier. Want to say a very merry, merry Christmas to the NYPD, and we'll play Cat and Mouse in 2002.
He's going to lay off for the holidays.
Yeah.
Get back to some felonious action.
Back to Cat and Mouse.
Cat and Mouse.
Well, we're all
that's
doing
great. It's good to see the city getting back to normal, Anthony, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're all doing plugs. We're all doing plugs. What cell are you going to be appearing at?
I'll be at the Bodega from 9 to 1.
Get the Bacardi girls in here, because we got to say goodbye.
You can catch me on the beep after that.
They have 30 seconds to say goodbye.
If we do bring them in, we have to have Rachel outside the studio because there was almost a cat fight.
Why? Why?
Yeah, I have a
Rachel wants to kick her ass.
I really didn't say anything. It's just the girls.
Rachel, could you say your mom's box? Because today's your last.
Oh, that's right. Rachel, thank you for.
We're losing our hot intern, Rachel.
Thank you for your faithful service.
My mom's box?
Rachel, I love you.
That's a tradition on the show. The last thing said by somebody on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, so that'll be your last words on the show. But before you say it, thank you for everything. And, you were one of the few that made it through the whole way. One of the few that made it through the whole way.
We're spreading our hotness to Boston. She's going to be interning up there from
BCN rocks.
We're trading her for an intern and production person to be named later.
That's right. And we want to thank Andy. It's Andy's last day too.
Oh yeah, Andy rocks.
Andy, thank
Who's
you.
Andy?
Yeah.
Who's Andy?
Who's right. Andy? Bacardi girls, you got like
Andy's cute.
Bacardi girls, you got like 20 seconds because we're gonna hit Brother Joe's song and get the hell out of here for the holidays.
19, 18,
hurry, 17, 16,
okay, so don't forget 14, partybynight.com. 13, and I just wanna say hi to Sam.
11.
Shut up!
10,
shut
9,
up!
8.
Shut up!
7.
Shut
6.
Up!
5. 4.
Shut up!
3. 2.
On your knees.
All right, thank you for that plug.
Never, it's
supposed
ever
to be
again.
Sexy.
And we got to go.
All right.
No, we can't. We got to go. Look at the time. What, he's going to kill me? What do you got?
Oh, Jesus. How many?
10.
We got 10 pairs of tickets to see George Carlin at the Birchwood Manor in Whippany, New Jersey on New Year's Eve. Few tickets still available through Ticketmaster, the Birchwood Manor box office, or call 866-699-1905. Stay on the lines, and we'll give you guys George Carlin tickets, okay?
It's not about you, douchebag.
Happy holidays. We'll see you in the year 2002.
Right.
2002, Anthony.
2002.
We leave you with Brother Joe. Peace.
Hey, man, you want to go out and get a beer and burn one or something?
I can't, man. The police, they got my car.
What do you mean the police got your car?
Just what I said. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
You stupid ass. The police, they got my car.
Dude, I can't believe the police got your car.
Ah, shut up, man.
Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving home from the bar.
Dude, that really sucks.
Police got my car. Police got my car. The police got my car while I was driving drunk from the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my 360 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. So I can go drink at the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my 360 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. So I can go get drunk at the bar. Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving, getting stoned in South Central.
Dude, that don't rhyme.
Shut up, man. Police got my car. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
Police got my car while I was driving home drunk from the bar.
You got a DUI, man.
You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. I told my bitch I'd have my Chevy for Christmas so we could get drunk at the bar. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas.
Dick,
I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas so we could go get drunk at the bar.
Calm down, man.
Ah, shut up, man.
Opie and Anthony.
And on the eighth day, God said, let there be breasts.
Boom.
Wow. Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys. Mornings. Don and Mike. Middays. Opie and Anthony. Afternoons. Ron and Fez. Nights.
1027 WNEW.
The dealership that doesn't suck, O'Brien Nissan, says this year Santa wanted a Hummer to deliver the wiffle ball bats for Christmas. But he's coming to O'Brien Nissan for an all-new 2002 240-horsepower Xterra because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. No hassles, no haggle, no lame salesperson with the bad suit and Velcro hair. Just a family-owned and operated Nissan dealership that's been around for 43 years. Enjoy their relaxed family-buying experience that's second to none. There's always an O'Brien Nissan, whether you're coming from 17-4-287 or the Garden State Parkway. You can get to O'Brien fast. For your convenience, shop online at O'BrienNissan.com and get a complete listing of their extensive inventory, including pictures and pricing. Now, through December 31st, enjoy their best prices of the year with their annual year-end clearance event. So even though Santa wants a Hummer to drive this Christmas, he's still coming to O'Brien Nissan because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. Located right off Goffle Road exit on Route 208 in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Call 973-427-0200 and come back to O'Brien Nissan.
Hi, Anthony. Maximus Day Spa.
Maximus Day Spa, now open in Soho. Loved by New York Times, W Magazine. There's three locations, Merrick, Westbury, and the new Ultra Hip Day Spa in Soho. It's the gift she wants, guys. Maximus is the best. For years, tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. Yeah, a couple of the guys even sent their girls.
That's right.
Now's the time for the gift of Maximus. Maximus will give her tranquility, relief, and the solitude she needs. Maximus Soho features Illumination Therapy, Signature Water Journey, with head-to-toe hydrotherapy, water massage, rejuvenating body treatment, and the Vichy Shower. And their magical cascading steam waterfall. Therapeutic full body massage is very relaxing. Her emotional and physical well-being is going to be restored. Give her what she needs. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount. She could pick the location and services she wants. It's not too late. Call them up now. Toll free, 866 Spa Salon. Not 800, but 866 Spa S-A-L-O-N. Or log on to MaximusSpa-Salon.com.